What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo. Like that.
What the hell is that?
That's Luke Bryan. I was talking to him earlier today. He wanted to wish everybody a happy Halloween.
Fancy shout out from Luke.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan.
Luke, we
wishing
already talked
you
to
a very happy Halloween.
Yeah, Luke.
Boo.
Oh, don't boo. Don't boo. Scare us. Don't scare us, Luke Bryan. Oh, I forgot that light.
Yeah, you ding. And look, it didn't do anything.
Do you hear that? That's Soma, isn't it?
That's gotta be.
It must not be minimized. Yeah. Dude, there was a creepy heartbeat behind
that
the entirety
was,
of the show.
That was super creepy.
That was pretty crazy. We got to wipe our palate.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Thanks. Oh, he scared me. Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it. Appreciate your help, man. Hey, how you doing, Colby? It's Halloween, man. It's Halloween, dude. It's Halloween, man. It's Halloween. You know what time it is. Get here for another year, dude.
I hate this.
Halloween.
I thought you were embracing it.
I already did that. Now I'm over it.
So you embrace it 1 week and that's it?
Yeah. That's all I need.
This is my theme, dude. See, you're dancing. You're feeling it. You're feeling it, man. I see you smiling. You're feeling it.
I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
Okay, thank you.
You were just sitting there listening to it. I don't know how to deal with that.
I got nothing, man.
All right.
It fried my brain.
All right.
It fried my brain. Time to take this hoodie off, though.
Hey, Loyal, Goblin, Taylor, Maniche, good to see y'all. How you doing? Happy Halloween, everybody.
What's with the Luke Bryan, man?
What do you mean, what's with the Luke Bryan?
What's with the Luke Bryan?
I called up my personal buddy, Luke.
No, you didn't.
And I asked him to record something for our listeners for Halloween.
Where'd you find the clip?
What do you mean, where did I find
it? Where'd you find that clip?
I found it in my studio when he recorded it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
False.
What do you mean, false?
You're just a big,
how else
fat,
would I get it?
You're just a big, giant, fat liar.
How come you haven't commented, speaking of fat, on my artwork over there? You know what that is?
No.
Just take a guess.
I mean, it's you.
Uh-huh. How did you know?
Being fondled.
Which one is me?
I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer. By who?
Well, you probably won't guess this because I doubt you've ever seen him.
Nope.
Name one person who listens to this show, listens to my show,
mm-hmm.
kind of has that type of face, and would want to aggressively hug me like that. Or you, for that matter.
Goblin?
It's not Goblin.
Acid Cat?
It's a man. He has facial hair.
Her husband?
No.
Ren?
No.
Menace?
No. It's gonna make someone very
Pro.
Sad. No. No.
It's Taylor.
No.
It's definitely Taylor.
It is Taylor. You got it.
Yeah.
Yep, it's Taylor. Good job, dude. Yep. Hey. Hi, Blair. Hi. Happy Halloween, everybody. April, good to see y'all. Good to see you. Hi. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, man.
Who's Bryan?
Do you know what we got? Who's Bryan? Luke Bryan?
Yeah, that guy.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan, wishing
Who?
You a very...
He says Luke Bryan. Do you hear this?
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan.
Like, he doesn't even say his own name correctly.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan.
Bryan. Luke Bryan. Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor. Big, gigantic beard.
Taylor, why do you go down this road? You know what he's going to say. Taylor, by the way, your costume looked incredible. I should have expected, for someone who's as skilled with makeup as you are, that you would have had a really great costume, but why don't you shake your hoodie off?
Like, oh my god. Like 2 minutes ago, man.
I was going to comment on how ugly it was, so I was just surprised that it was gone.
How ugly?
I mean, it's not that great of a hoodie.
Fuck you.
It kind of looks like it's two sizes too big.
No, it doesn't.
I bet I could fit in that hoodie.
You could not. You probably could.
I bet I could. It looks like it's my size.
Whatever. It was comfy. And I'm not about
to. They passed a law this year that if anyone over the age of 12 trick-or-treats, it's a $250 fine. What?
Where in
They're in OKC.
Nazi Germany.
They're in OKC, dude.
That's weird.
America, you know.
$250 fine to who? The 12-year-old?
Great question. What if I went out as a 17-year-old? Do they fine my parents, even though if they didn't let me? Also, what defines trick-or-treating? How can they decide what's trick-or-treating?
I didn't know trick-or-treating was in the law.
This is one of those things that, like, if we were rich and we had good enough lawyers, I feel like I would go out and break the law just so I could waste everyone's time.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, that'd be great, right?
I watched a video of a dude breaking laws in London because they were really old, dumb laws. Like, apparently can't hold a salmon and look suspicious at the same time.
Well, that should probably be a law.
You can't walk into Parliament wearing a full suit of armor, or else you get your head chopped off.
No, did he walk into Parliament in a full set of armor?
Yeah, he did.
Did they behead him?
They did not.
They should have. That would have been something to watch.
That would have been.
That would have been great. Mm-hmm. That would have been great. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So, trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Give me something good to eat.
I'm not going
to
give you anything good to eat.
Okay, that's. By the way,
I don't have anything.
I'm drinking a Christmas beer, chat. So.
Yeah, you're one of those guys that does it real early, right? Like, you're going to have the Christmas tree up tomorrow.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
Well, we might put up the tree Saturday because Chris has to work late tomorrow, and
you're
so I don't know if we'll have time.
Shit,
but
human being, you know
yeah,
that?
We'll put it up on Saturday tomorrow on my stream. Christmas lights and snow. Put in the emote to this today for the Christmas hat. Z Swig's okay. It's gonna be, you know?
Wow.
Thanksgiving. Okay, you know, it used to be people would tell me like, "Man, it's just like don't be skipping Thanksgiving." It's like, look here, all right. I used to go out and be like, I could celebrate two things. You know how, like, Britt can like the Red Sox and the Patriots, and she can pay attention to the World Series even though the Patriots football season is going on? You know how that works, you know?
Did we just lose, like, what? Is my mic off?
Yeah, your mic's off. Is the light on?
Yeah. I just heard a lot of noise just cut out.
Mine's working.
Well, that was odd.
That's never happened before.
Why do all the bad things happen to my side?
That was weird, dude.
All right, we need to turn me down because this noise is...
Wait, you want to practice mic technique now?
There. Listen to that quiet.
Yeah, this is how the show is supposed to sound.
Well, I'll try and be better, man.
You're already bad. You're too far away.
I don't want it in my mouth.
Well, if you want to use
don't
mic
put
technique,
it in my mouth, man.
Look, my mic is rusting from the spittle.
There's reasons why you shouldn't put it in your mouth like that.
No, that's how a professional
I'm
microphone
works. I'm
just
going to yell the entire show.
Okay.
How you doing, man?
Great. I was in the middle of a story. Can I finish that?
No, I didn't even remember what you were saying.
Well, I do.
What was
just because you don't remember doesn't mean I don't get to talk about it, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Okay, anyway. Here's what's happening. I used to be like, hey.
Oh, yeah, this.
Red Sox, World
excuse.
Series, Britt can still like the Patriots regular season football, right?
Yeah, go
so
ahead.
So I can like Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Why can't I like both? But now, because everyone says it, I've snapped. And now I hate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving sucks. I'm skipping Thanksgiving this year.
Good.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's a shit holiday.
I feel like that's how I'm going to do it.
I don't understand why we still practice it.
So, well, we really shouldn't.
No.
Really shouldn't. Like, here, let me give, like...
I don't get why you like it.
Yeah, like, here,
it's
okay.
A day to eat food. I eat food every day. What's so special?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know. Pro Xbox Craft, by the way, this is a good opportunity to bring this up because I was about to use him as an example, but I was like, this might be too mean to talk about. But Pro Xbox Craft today, for the last couple weeks, he's been begging for a gifted sub, and if he got a gifted sub, he would give all the bits he had in his account. So he got a gifted sub today. Guess what? No bits. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
What?
There it is. Now your microphone was broke.
What's happening?
I don't know. Maybe the cord's going out?
Yeah, that would be a good bet. I don't know.
That's weird. Anyway, listen to this. This is what happens with the whole Thanksgiving thing. I think it's hard to relate to, okay, unless you're a super famous streamer like me.
Oh, yeah.
But I hear the same things a lot, and I don't really mind it. Like, people will come into my – especially, like, I'll give you an example. Like, when a new trailer comes out, like, over the course of 5 hours of me streaming,
You'll hear that five times.
I'll hear that. Someone will come in and be like, you seen this? And then I'll have to give the same opinion 30 times, okay? Right. I don't really mind. It's a hazard of the job. Pro Xbox Craft up here, he said, I'm denying anyone who comes in a Fortnite costume. That's the fourth time today that someone's came in to my chat and made that joke. That I told, or like, I've heard variants of it. Like, I've told my parents not to give candy to anyone who wears a Fortnite costume. Or I'm not giving anyone a thing who gets wear a Fortnite costume, okay? And so it's like, I get it. It's a joke. For them, it's the first time. For me, it's the 40th time, okay?
Right.
It's the same thing with Thanksgiving. The difference is that with that, I still play along with it. The Thanksgiving thing I've now heard in 32 years of my life. So it's like, screw Thanksgiving now. I'm just over it. And the people who are behind, like, the people who don't understand, you know, because everyone else, like, Pro Xbox Craft's first time he's told me that, okay? He doesn't know I've heard it four times. You know, when someone comes in and they're like, you skipped Thanksgiving? Oh, what about Thanksgiving? That's the first time they've said that to me. They think that they're the first one to barb me about missing Thanksgiving, when in reality, they're the 40th. And so now I'm like, forget Thanksgiving, you know? Anyway, are you stabbing me?
I'm barbing you.
Okay, please stop barbing me. Thank you. I've been barbed enough. We might need to change out your cord.
I hate Christmas, too.
What?
Yeah, I hate it actually more than Thanksgiving.
Who hates Christmas?
Because it's just a hokey-doke, smoky shit-ass.
You just don't like...
I don't like happiness.
You don't like having... You don't like,
don't
having,
like
to, having to be happy. What's great about Thanksgiving, Taylor? Honestly, second best to Halloween, number one, that Halloween sucks. Is Halloween our worst holiday? Why don't you just turn your gain back up so at least you know when it goes off? Because now we have pristine sound, and so you don't know if it's on or off.
I don't know.
What's the worst holiday? Let's name the holidays. Valentine's Day? Well, let's say New Year's Day. Valentine's
New
Day.
New Year's Day is the worst.
You think so?
Yeah.
You get a day off. You don't get a day off for Halloween.
That's true.
Valentine's Day, Easter, that's one. 4th of July.
Let's only go with the bank holidays. No.
Easter's a bank holiday.
Not the bank holidays. Corporate holidays.
So only the ones you get a day off work?
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't throw Halloween into there.
Oh, good. Man, it just gets me.
Not a real
rock
fucking...
hard!
Why is that so much louder than we are?
It's not. It's literally the same volume.
I had to talk over it. Normally
no, you're
I'm
just
yelling.
Quiet!
Why?
Because you haven't moved your body to talk at the normal
this
area.
This feels so close to my face.
It's closer now. You lean into it, and you got to turn it back up. It's in between the two little notches. You see those two notches I drew?
I don't see anything.
Well, okay, well.
It's up a little louder. It's a little quieter. You can still hear me.
I hear the fuzz now in the background.
I hear it too, man.
Yeah.
Let's turn my mic off.
What do you mean?
I don't need it.
That's what I do for the 7 hours of the day.
I don't need to be
here. This is the one. You want to cancel the show?
No. But I could be here while... Why?
Taylor, by the way, thanks for 20 months of subs. What?
You want to cancel the show?
Yes.
Why?
It's too much work.
Why is it too much work?
I don't want to do it. It's too much work.
What is work about it?
I have to prep. I have to put it up online afterwards.
You don't have to do that.
Oh,
it's gone again.
It's gone. I think we need to change out your cord. That's actually something I could do pretty easily. I have those extra cords. So, here. Come sit in my chair and talk for a little bit, and then I fix it.
Nope.
Oh, God, I stepped on your foot. What do you mean, no?
No.
Just gonna let dead air?
Yeah, we're gonna cancel the show anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Dead air!
Yeah. He doesn't do shit. He puts tabs on the... How do you sit here? How do you sit in this chair?
I see work. Sitting in that chair is work.
Yeah, see, no more me. I get it. It's fine.
We can
you don't
hang
like
out
me.
Off the show.
Mm-hmm. You don't like me. I get it. I don't like sitting on Helen. She's a gigantic whore.
She is. She's a huge slut. You should see her on the hub, dude. It's insane.
The hub? Yeah, now it's only on you. I don't want to. I don't like it. Ugh. I'm not. Who's handsome? Helen? You could see Helen right now. Having Colby on the left? Why does it feel right? I don't get it. They're talking mad shit, man.
I'm done. You can come sit back down.
Oh, did you do it?
Oh, I kicked your fan over, though.
It's not even...
There. You can see him better than me when he sits over there.
So you want to quit the show?
No, I don't. Look at that, man. Beautiful working cord.
So fancy.
Yeah. I'm going to have to clean that up later. I'll just worry about that later.
Quit the show?
Just, April said she just had Harry Potter at her house. I was like, what's that mean? And then I realized it's Halloween.
Yeah, does it not feel like Halloween?
That's because we don't like Halloween.
Yeah, I forgot.
I mean, it's Halloween. It feels like Halloween to me because I've seen a million costumes and there's people talking about it online, and I think you're just isolated.
I very much am.
Yeah.
Brit,
didn't you go to a Halloween party last weekend?
Yeah, that was Halloween for me.
Well, okay.
Britt came home today.
Okay, congratulations. She how long was she gone?
2 weeks. She had a black eye.
That explains why she was gone. Yep.
I stared at her. I'm like, what the fuck happened? My first thought was that she ran into something.
Okay.
And then my second thought was, did you get in a fight?
My first thought was, you beat her.
Yeah, but I'm me, so I know I didn't do that, so that wasn't my first thought.
It depends on how many Coors he had.
That's not at all true.
If I keep painting you in this negative light, eventually you'll leave the show.
Yeah, you're really horrible. And she's like wearing a jacket. She unzips the jacket, and it's her Bruins jersey. She was a hockey player dressed up at work.
Oh, so she had a black eye because...
Oh, it's fucking Halloween.
That okay, what did you guys go at for the Halloween party? Because I went through this... We were on the air. Was I on the air? No, I wasn't. Never mind. We went through this over text.
Mm-hmm.
Right after you left on Thursday, I said, what you gonna be? Because you said, Britt's out shopping for a silver dress so she can be the Stanley Cup and I can be a hockey player.
Yep.
Which is what you were gonna be 2 years ago.
Yep.
And then you text me Saturday because I asked if you want to hang out even though I knew you were going to a Halloween party. But Chris is like, ask anyway. So I asked anyway. And then you said you were going as a Hawaiian punch, which meant you were wearing cargo shorts, a Hawaiian shirt, and boxing gloves.
Yep.
And you were going as Hawaiian Punch. And then I asked what Britt was going as, and then you said, I'm changing it up, and now I'm going as I don't even remember. And then I said, what did Britt end up as? And you never replied.
I did, too.
I don't think you did.
I did, too.
Well, just tell me what you went as.
No, now I gotta...
What, you gotta, you gotta have your honor?
I gotta besmirch yours, yeah.
What if I'm right?
I mean, you're probably right.
Okay, I did... Okay, I did get texted. Okay, I couldn't remember, Loyal, if it was at night or if it was during the day.
I'm so confused.
About what? What's happening?
I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I fucking texted you!
What'd you say?
You said, what's Britt going as then? I said, well, I'm now going as a cowboy, so things are changing rapidly.
Okay.
So I don't know. She's looking for an angel costume off some country song now.
Okay, all right.
You fuck.
Well, see, you didn't give me a definitive answer. That's why I don't remember. So what'd you end up going as?
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. I went as Luke Bryan. Well, actually, that's not far off.
Say his name correctly.
Luke Bryan.
Thank you. No, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
It's like my cocaine. It's B-R-I-N-E.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Anyways. So, like, I think Thursday and Friday night, she went looking for a silver dress, couldn't find a silver dress, and then... She came up with the fucking Hawaiian punch, and she was going to be a... Let's just see if you can get it. She's going to be wearing a football jersey.
Okay.
A tutu.
Okay.
A wizard's hat and a wand.
The only thing I can think of is that scene from Ace Ventura where he wears a tutu.
That would have been better than what that was.
I don't know what
it's fantasy football.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's not good. So, that was her, like, second backup.
When I read that you were going as Hawaiian Punch, I thought, what could be worse? And it turned out, Britt had the answer all along. It was her costume.
Yeah, she found these punny ones, and I'm like,
Does first she even time I like heard it, puns?
No, first time I heard it, I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, right, because my favorite type of humor is puns. So I immediately think you hate all puns because you've heard nothing but my stupid pun dad jokes for 20 years.
Yeah, I'm not a big pun guy. No. So I was against it, but then I was like, I honestly don't care because I
you
hate
just want,
Halloween.
You just want to put
I
on a costume to get it over.
And
yeah.
Go,
I get it.
Go
yeah.
out. Yeah. And hang out with yeah. our so-and-so
Halloween
friends.
For you turned into a week and a half because you had to find costumes 40 times.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it, yeah.
So on Saturday, she didn't find the silver dress. So on Saturday morning, we wake up, afternoon.
Okay.
We wake up and go and look for costumes and things like
okay.
that.
Okay.
So my thing was, I told her I was going to be a cowboy. I switched that up because I had the hat. And I was
right.
like, that would be super cheap.
Put on jeans and your cowboy hat.
Yep.
Yep.
So... Well, I wanted to be like the gunslinger, dark cowboy. So
okay.
Black on black and shit.
All right.
So I went and bought a vest.
Oh, dude.
And then I was going. Then we looked a couple places for a white dress for an angel thing.
Okay.
Couldn't find one.
Why can't you find a white dress?
They're not in style right now.
Did you go to H&M?
No.
Where'd you go? See you, April.
All the.
Have a great night.
The cheaper places. TJ Maxx, Ross?
Should have went to Kohl's. An actual store.
Probably should have.
All of those places are right next to each other.
Yeah.
Should have gone to JCPenney. What? They would have had a million.
Anyways, so then after that, God, I am burping up what I ate for dinner. It's
what'd you
not
eat?
Good goulash.
Gross.
Yeah, it was good
eating. I mean, it is, but coming back no,
it's
you don't
not
want
good.
That. Yeah, yeah.
So then we go to a Halloween store after that.
Okay. So you can get an $80 white dress.
So I can get my gun and holster.
Okay. You know, you could have just came over and took one of our guns. We got six shooters. We don't have holsters, though. Yeah, right there, dude.
This is terrible.
You could have taken your real gun.
Terrible. I thought about it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I'm going to end up shooting somebody at this damn party.
Let's be real. It's not somebody.
It's Brett.
No, it's not who I was thinking.
It's Pinella.
Yeah, it's Pinella. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so we get to the Halloween store, and she has a mental breakdown about her body or her mind or something like that.
God,
and
women,
so
dude.
She's like, I'm not dressing up. And I'm like...
You would have shot her.
Oh, my God.
You would have. You're right.
I was not happy. Was not
if this
happy
was my minority report, the brown ball would have been coming down the thing a second she said that, dude.
So then we go home, and she sulks for a little bit, and I'm mad. And then the whole debacle with the friends things happen.
Yep.
Which they
you got to explain that. I don't think anyone knows what you're talking about.
Well, we had a party set.
Uh-huh.
One of our friends, the main, like, leader
yes.
of the group,
yes.
is a big Halloween fanatic.
Right, because she dresses
huge.
Up every day of her life.
Exactly.
Yes.
So she's had a party every uh-huh. single weekend of this month.
Okay.
That was a Halloween party.
Okay.
This last weekend was the weekend that it was our group's Halloween party.
Gotcha.
To go to at the dude that we've gone to for the last two fucking years.
And you've been planning it for weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, last minute, I hear that there's, well, a couple people let it, sneak through that they were going to another party before that party
okay.
going on. And then I'm like, thanks for letting us know. And she was like, well, I don't have invites.
What's that mean?
I can only bring two people.
What's that mean? Like is his house at capacity?
Four. I have no idea.
Like, how does this work?
And you know what's even funnier?
What's that?
The party they went to had Cameron Janicek at it.
What's happening with anything?
You don't think I would have been invited to a party that Cameron's at?
Well, yeah, you definitely would have.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. It was like, if that...
No, they completely hid... They completely tried to skirt and not invite us. Keep that in mind. They did not invite
okay.
us. Specific reason.
I gotta break this down.
Now, but for later. I got another story after this story to finish it up, and that's just gonna
okay.
put a cherry right on this fucking
okay.
cake.
Keep okay. going. All right.
So we wait an extra hour from when we were supposed to go.
Right. Because they're already at a party.
Because they're already at a party.
And you not only weren't invited, you were basically uninvited.
Right.
Like, you can't come.
Yeah.
Stay at home.
Yep.
Your text to me said, we're staying at home like we're a dog whose master said to sit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you texted
me.
No,
I was pretty angry, basically, from the earlier situation with the girlfriend and
yeah.
I. And then that, it was like a toppling of rage just
okay.
into a deep, dark pit of, I'm going to kill someone.
How many beers have you had by this point? Have you switched to hard alcohol?
No.
And then you're okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay, so then what's next? An hour has passed.
They say that they're heading to the next party. I'm mad, so I'm not even fucking ready. We take another goddamn hour to get ready. We don't show up there until fucking midnight.
But you don't have costumes.
No, Britt just got all dressed up, makeup and things, and then I put on my goddamn cowboy costume.
Well, because you paid for it.
Bought it.
Yeah.
And so,
you're going as a cowboy, and she is going as Britt.
Yep.
Okay. This is the saddest picture I think I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's really
like
bad.
Being painted by you
it
right
was,
now.
It was not fun.
Okay, so then you're at the party.
So then we get to the party, and it's only fun if you're drunk, which I am not. Because, one, I don't think I can get really...
And you need to drive there and all that, too.
And Britt drove. She doesn't drink.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
So I'm planning... I got, like, 8 16-ounce beers with me, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's either beer is, like, I am a good amount of tipsy... Up until the point where I don't remember what happens.
Okay.
So it's not like ever I'm like, oh,
you're never fun drunk.
Yes.
Or if you are, you don't remember it.
Last time I've been fun drunk, I took 4 shots of tequila.
Okay.
And that was fun drunk.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I need to start doing that.
Let's do 4 shots for each show tequila.
There you go. It would get way too hot in here.
Oh, it'd be so hot.
It would be the worst.
We could open a window. It's cold out now.
Anyway, so we get to the party. I'm not drunk, and it's just a bunch of standing around in fucking black
lights. How many people are
lights.
There?
50, maybe.
50?
Yeah, it's a big party. The people who host it go all out.
But it's boring.
Well, it's boring if you don't participate in the
How do you
fun
have a boring
stuff.
Party with 50 people?
I don't
there.
Think it's boring to anybody else. It's just boring
what
to our
they,
group.
What do you do?
Our group does nothing. We stand there and talk.
So you're together in your little party at this bigger party.
Yeah, because I don't know anyone else other
do
than
Do you
the
feel...
That are there.
Okay. There's no way I could say this without possibly making you feel bad. Okay? Do you feel like they do that at the party before? The
yes.
one you're not at? You don't think that they do
no,
that
they
because
do that.
You're there?
They do that everywhere.
So did they have fun?
I don't.
That's very weird.
It's just a whole bunch of talking to people. Like, there was Flip Cup, there was fucking beer pong.
But you don't do any of that.
There was a costume contest. Yeah, no.
Then why go?
That's my point. An excuse to dress up and drink, which really I don't need
they could
either
just,
of.
You could just do that on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, she dresses like a clown every day of the week.
Yep. So, remember the part about... She did not invite us.
Right. I really want
to
understand
to
how
this party.
Works. Yeah.
So, I get a text when I was at the gym, I believe last week. Last week, Tuesday maybe. Yeah,
okay.
Tuesday. And it's Pinella in the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
He texted, or he made a new group chat from the one with this specific person that he doesn't like in the group. Because he's not inviting her to his game night. It's okay. At his new house. He's got a new poker table. He wanted to host a game night, and he invited people.
Okay.
So he told us all about this last Tuesday.
How come I didn't get an invite?
For Wednesday. Because you ignore him. You remember the last time you showed me your text? It was just, hello.
Yeah. You want to see my text since then?
No.
It's good, because of the exact same.
That's why he didn't invite you.
Good. I wouldn't go anyway.
Yeah, no, I know.
I might go with you if they played poker. I played poker with you.
They didn't.
Okay.
They did not.
All right, well, never mind then.
Anyways. So he doesn't like this person. The clown lady and her best friend are better friends with her, the person he does not like, than really him.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. This is going to get awkward.
Early in the day, so it was last night, and early yesterday, one of the people in the chat texted the wrong chat.
Oh, no.
About the night.
Oh, no.
And so then the other two girls infer that it is a secret and did not tell the other person.
It is, though.
According to him, it's not.
Well, but it is.
No, it's not a secret. He doesn't give a shit if she knows that he doesn't like her and that he did not invite her
but
to the
game. But that's not true. Because if he did, he would have just put it in the regular chat and be like, everyone
but
you's
No, but he's also
invited.
Not an asshole, and
he
he's not going to talk about it in front of the text that she can read. Like, if you're gonna host something without me and you're not inviting me to it,
yes.
Please talk about it out of a group chat that I could see all of what you're talking about. I completely get that.
You don't want to see when I do things without you?
No. I'd rather live in ignorance.
But what if I want to make you jealous?
Well, then you do it, and then that makes you a dick.
I'm fine. I can live with that.
So therefore, he's not a dick because he's not doing that.
No. What if I only do it to you?
Fuck off. Anyways, so the two girls who are better friends with the person he doesn't want to invite. I don't even know if this story makes logical sense.
I understand what you're saying.
They start getting at him over the course of the day, over text, about he's being a pussy, about not talking to her, or not telling her himself that she's not invited, and making them two be like...
I mean, this is not...
Well, there's a party, but you're not really invited to it.
This is not the first time, though, that this group has been high school drama.
Oh, no.
They literally thrive off of it.
Yeah, they really do.
Like, they do it constantly, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it.
Yep. Yeah. And so, me and Britt are just watching this shit unfold in the group chat
right.
all day. Like, literally all day.
Do you feel like you're the parents of the group?
No.
Who is?
No one.
Then you are. Isn't
no,
that how it works?
We don't care. If we are, we're horrible parents.
Well, yeah, but you're the old people.
Yes.
You're the old people in the group.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, Pinella's older than me and Britt combined, so.
He's throwing a party, though, on Wednesday night.
He's having a game night that he planned for a week in advance.
Hey, man, that's still something.
That's adult.
What, to make plans as
yeah.
adult?
Yeah.
I think that's called common courtesy.
No, he texted me on Tuesday, and he was like, hey, Britt and Colby, you coming to game night Wednesday? And I was like,
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, right? Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm pretty proud, actually, that you're planning
yeah.
ahead. Wow, look at that. Okay.
So did you go?
Yes.
Okay, I can't
but
wait.
In the whole course,
I have so many questions.
In the whole course of the argument
mm-hmm.
that Clown Woman
yep.
is having with Pinella,
yes.
one of her texts literally said, I never exclude people from plans I have.
Right, and this is 3 days after you had been excluded.
Yep.
Okay. So what did you say to that?
In my head, I wanted to scream, but I was out of it. I wasn't participating, so I just let it slide.
You should have just slipped in except for last Saturday. And then, like, an eye emoji. You know?
But then that would have started a whole other roller coaster of shit that I didn't want to deal with.
Yeah, but then you could have hit block.
But
put your phone on.
I like actually seeing them in person.
But say do not disturb
in
for 20
person,
minutes. You know?
They aren't as bad as they are over text messages.
That's because everyone's got big old brass balls on text messages,
mm-hmm.
dude. You know.
And see, I could have too. I could have said, "Well, it wouldn't been last Saturday," but I don't give a shit.
I mean, you care a little.
Oh, I care a lot.
You don't care because it hurts your feelings. You care because they're jerks.
Yeah, they're hypocrites.
And there's no karma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
There will be. I mean, it happens every day, I'm sure. Lizzie is just terribly depressed inside. So.
Well, yeah, and, you know, she got shot and her boob popped. But she didn't change. Does karma work if, like, I mean, God threw a bullet at her?
I mean, it will just keep hitting her.
You think so?
Until something happens. But.
I don't know, man. That's true. So, okay, you got to tell me about this party. Because I don't go to parties. I never went to parties. I'm not a party guy. I had parties at my house, if you call parties.
Wait, like game night party?
No, the party on Saturday that you couldn't go to.
Okay, yeah,
I don't get it. How can you not go?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, you have tickets or, like, why can't you just go?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't get it. Is there a guy with a velvet rope?
I think it was a house party.
What's that mean?
Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
She probably got invited to it. Then she was like, can I bring people? And then whoever she was talking to probably only said like a few. And so then she picked the two that she wanted to go with. Or the people that hit her up first. I don't know. And then those were the ones that went with her.
That's messed up.
I mean, it's not.
No, yeah. It is.
No, it would have been complete ignorance if
no,
it didn't slip.
But I disagree. Okay, like, but this might just be me, all right? Maybe I'm the only person with this point of view. If you text me 2 weeks ago and you're like, hey, we're doing this thing in 2 weeks on Saturday, make plans. And I'd be like, all right, cool. And then I text you on that Saturday and I'm like, I'm ready for the thing. And you're like, I got to do some other stuff first that you can't come to. Sorry. That's on you, not on the person that the place you're going to is.
Yeah.
She should have said, I already have plans then with a bunch of people. Sorry, maybe next year. That's what she should have said. That's what I feel like a decent human being would have said.
Yeah, someone who actually cares?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I feel you.
Clearly she cares about something.
I think that's why I was mad.
Yeah, I would be mad too. I would scorch earth. It'd be scorched earth.
Yeah.
But you're friends with these people, so you don't scorch. I mean, if you did it to me, I wouldn't scorch earth you. But, like, I would scorch earth anyone that I'm at an acquaintance level with. Scorched earth.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. And godly hailstorm down. Firestorm?
I give her probably the benefit of a doubt more times than I should.
Well, she's... I mean, Britt's really good friends with her, too, right?
She used to be.
Well, that's what I just don't understand that whole dynamic. Like, maybe it's because I only talk to you on the show, and so all the best stories are the most negative stories, because those are the most entertaining. Like, I tried to tell an uplifting story on this show once. I got ridiculed.
Yeah.
Okay? All you tell is the bad stories. Maybe that's why, but I don't think I've ever had you come in here and just be like, wow, last Saturday was so much fun, dude. We had a great time. No drama. No photos of me looking like I'm constipated out on a deck. You know?
Is that Cameron's photo?
No, that's you. Every photo in the backyard by that artificial lake, in the back of a duplex, looking like you'd rather be dead than any than in that picture.
I was gonna say constipated. Why don't I look constipated?
And every photo ever taken of you. Mm-hmm. Do I need to pull up Britt's Instagram? The ones where she's like, "I love this man," and you look like there's a beaver gnawing on your testicle. What? Have you not seen those photos?
No, I mean I have.
Okay. It's nothing against you. You just don't photograph well.
I don't.
I mean, I don't look good in real life, so imagine living with that. At least you got half of it. I mean, drink that Coors Light. I just don't understand why you can't go to a party. Like, I lived in Manhattan. Big college party town. Thanksgiving. Halloween, huge party night. Katrina had a party that one night. You remember one night I went as a werewolf?
Yeah.
You went as Batman?
Yeah.
Chris went as a Lakers girl? Mm-hmm. That one guy had a prosthetic leg, and I said, nice costume, and I horrified Chris. Remember that? That was a great night.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, like 400 people showed up to that thing. Katrina didn't know any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how parties work, I thought.
Yeah.
And here you can't go to a party that Black Cameron's at because they're at capacity.
You know if I'm thinking right?
That's what I don't understand.
I probably went to that same party 2 years ago.
I mean, how many people can you guys know?
No, because they said it was on the east side.
Yeah?
And there was one night after I had broken up with the ex.
Uh-huh.
And I started to hang out with Cameron again. I texted him, was like, hey, you doing
Oh, anything? You went with him? That makes sense.
This was before me and Britt were together.
It's weird, dude.
And there was a lot of fucking people in costumes, so I'm assuming it was Halloween.
Yeah, makes sense. Unless you were at some weird orgy.
Might have been. All I remember from stole a fidget spinner.
Oh.
Off of a dude who was...
Has it been 2 years since fidget spinners were...
Covered in a fidget spinner thing. Yeah. 2 years.
I don't know why, but that disgusts me.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because it was. It was fidgets, and then it was Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what this year is yet, but it was fidget Apex. Year, and then it was Fortnite. No, it ain't Apex.
Still Fortnite.
It might still be Fortnite.
But it's still Fortnite.
That's crazy, though.
But yeah, man, game night. It happened.
Yeah.
We showed up to his house. He has a sweet new poker table, and he had no games.
Did he have a deck of cards?
He had a deck of cards.
Well, I mean, that's all you need for poker.
There's no poker chips, nothing.
He could have done five card draw or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Could have.
You didn't?
No, we played spades.
What is that? I've never even played spades.
I believe it's a prison game.
Hey, what's up, Taco?
I'm pretty sure they play spades in prison.
What made you think that?
They love it. Like, Lizzie, David, Maddie, they all play.
Can you give me a less than 1 minute explanation of spades?
No.
Okay, then I don't care.
It's way more complicated than I would think.
It sounds like a lot of work. You want to watch somebody's trailers?
Yeah, let's go.
So, I feel like we should wrap up that story, but... It just sounds like...
Wrap it up. Friends are assholes.
Yeah, it sounds like the last 2 weeks of your life.
I should
life
have hung out
horrific.
With you on Saturday.
Yeah, we had a great time Saturday.
We had a great time.
Oh, we did? I had a great time Saturday.
Yeah, well, that's great for you, man. Yeah. I was waiting like a dog.
You should have been there. It was a lot of fun. Come over this Saturday, man.
No, I hate you. You want to end the fucking show.
Yeah. I can't deny it, so... All right, man, you ready? It's here.
No, I'm not ready. What is this?
It's here.
Oh. Oh, shit.
It's here.
Have you seen
I've
this
heard
yet?
Tales about of eight your times. Kind, Witcher.
Can we just talk real quick about this butt? Like, look at that butt, dude. Oh my god, look at that. That's right. That's Geralt of Rivia right there.
And Witcher. You're a mutant. Created by magic. Roaming the continent.
We don't want your kind here.
Hunting monsters. For a price. I thought you'd have fangs or horns or something.
I had them filed
down.
There's
just an orgy going on.
That's an orgy in the background, dude. That is a flat-out orgy.
People call you a monster, too. Why not kill them?
Because then I am what they say I am.
All of our choices draw our destinies closer.
Come. If he is out there, there is still hope.
Judge me.
They say witches can't feel human emotion. What do you believe
in? He's
in
the tub, dude.
Evil is evil. Lesser. Greater. Middling. It's all the same.
Princess Cirilla.
The sword fights look pretty bad.
Dude, everything looks great.
I can't protect her.
If you dismiss it,
Geralt!
You will unleash true calamity upon us all.
I'll take that chance.
Where did he have his double swords, man? I didn't see no double swords.
He doesn't have double swords in the book.
Really?
Yeah, because in the book, like, his silver sword is, like, really... It's rare. So he only carries it on his horse. Because he basically uses his steel sword unless absolutely necessary because the silver sword is so valuable. That's how it works in the book. So, yeah, that's no double stupid. Swords. But
what's the ending scene where his face is all...
That's fucked. Where he's got all the... potions and stuff in his body.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know how much of the games you played, but you know there's that little toxicity bar in the games. It's a little green bar under your health. When you fill that up, you get all veiny. Because he pops potions and stuff to make him better against monsters. Like things to make him immune, things to make him stronger, things to make him see in the dark, things like that.
Didn't know that happened.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't get that far.
Like, man, this is like Game of Thrones who, dude. I mean, that looks... Like, my biggest fear was that it would look low budget. And that does not look low budget.
God, no.
That looks Game of Thrones quality, right?
Game of Thrones.
That's what it is.
Plus, Game of Thrones, outrageous budget for...
Yes.
Like, you don't need that budget to have good special effects.
December 20th, 8 episodes.
Wow. That's, like, this December 20th.
Yes, like in 2 months, less than 2 months. I'm thinking about taking the day off work and just watching it all in one day.
Fuck, why not?
Money is a major reason.
Watch it on stream.
I couldn't do that.
Just don't watch it. or no, don't show it. But.
Just have it on and they watch me watch it?
Yeah.
Dude. That would actually be sweet. I wish I could figure out a way to do that. That would be awesome. But yeah, Ball and Hobo, we don't get any kids here, so no, we're not handing out any candy. Nope. None at all. Chris is probably playing Apex Legends or she's taking a nap. There's only two options, I think, so.
Why would you take a nap at 7 o'clock at night? Like, don't just go to bed.
I mean, if I could get 5 people together, I don't know, man. I kind of want to watch it in my underwear.
I'll do that, too.
And Chris will be off. I'd really like for her to watch it in her underwear.
Just because?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... No ulterior motive there, just...
Well, there's an ulterior motive.
Oh, okay.
It's banging.
It's banging.
It's banging.
Good. Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah. I'm hyped, dude. There's so many things in that I could nerd out about, but I will spare you. but I am nerding out.
I want to know.
Like, just the musical themes in the background are made by the same people. Okay, so the people who work on the show visual effects, the same people who made the full motion cinematics for the video game.
Okay.
Okay, and they also got a bunch of the people who made the music make the music for the TV show. So I hear variances of themes from the Witcher video game in the TV show. And to be honest, like, I don't know how to compare it, but like, if you're making a TV show out of a book, I feel like, or you're making a TV show that has multiple things to draw from, the book is probably the smartest because it's the most detailed.
Right.
And it probably, I think there's like 7 or 8 Witcher books. So like, they could make an 8 miniseries out of the first 8 chapters for all I care. You know what I mean? And then they could have 12 seasons.
Right.
You know, instead of having a video game adaptation that's like 2 seasons, you know? But if you take all the visual cues from the better medium, the video games, and then all the narrative cues from the book medium, that's like, that's the best of both worlds. Right?
Yes. There's no way Henry Cavill is going to stay on for 8 seasons.
Dude, he loves Geralt. This is his dream job. He's Superman. He's in Mission Impossible. He's Henry Cavill. And he's like, nah, I'm going to spend 6 months in Slovenia, honestly, for this, dude.
You don't need that much of him. Like, you can still do other stuff. There's only 8 episodes.
He's Geralt.
Whatever.
I mean, it looks...
I mean, maybe I'm thinking Henry Cavill's name is bigger than it is.
No, but... I'm saying that it is big, and that's why I'm saying he's big, and the fact that he did it in the first place proves to me that he would want to do this. Because I feel like he's turned down other projects that would be bigger payrolls and bigger for his image. Because he did The Witcher instead.
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, it's just like... I mean, it could. There's violence. There's awesome sword fighting. There's Geralt of Rivia, but there's boobies. I mean, there's boobies in the trailer, man. When's the last time you watched the trailer that had boobies?
Yeah, I think this is going to hit all your 3 Bs.
Oh, the trailer hit my 3 Bs, man!
I didn't hear bad language.
It hit my ball, my other ball, and my butt. That's where it hit me. My 3 Bs.
All right. You going to play the TV show trailer for my next
obsession? I'm going to be honest. I would just watch that again if I was in charge of the entire show.
Watch it again,
no.
Man.
The Grudge, you want to watch that one?
No.
What about The Mandalorian?
That one, that's okay. What I meant.
That's what I wanted to watch next, too. Just want to make sure. I haven't seen this. You seen this?
I've seen this.
I have not seen this at all. That's the exact same way the first trailer opened.
Yes. It's kind of simple. There's new stuff.
It's more peaceful since the revolution. It is a shame that your people suffered.
When does this take place? I don't remember. When in the timeline?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is it before or after the original trilogy? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't. Okay, actually, no, you know what? Like, honestly, watching this after watching that fucking Witcher trailer, it doesn't compare.
Dude, I'm telling you, they spent $1 billion
like,
on that Witcher.
You know how you were just like, your fear was that it looks campy or it looks too low budget? The fight scenes in this kind of look low budget to me. Like, the CGI is really good, but the fight scenes...
Okay.
I just don't know.
This might be my anti-Star Wars bias.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought Star Wars kind of looked low budget, but I think that was on purpose. I thought that. Like this scene right here, where just for no reason someone's getting smoke blown on them. Like, that to me is Star Wars.
It's carbonite.
Yeah, but why is there just so much smoke?
Because it's freezing smoke.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Why? It gets shot out of a nozzle?
And it freezes you, yeah.
Okay.
That's how it happens.
Why doesn't the man run away?
Because he's locked in there.
It is the same effect that they used in 1980. 40 years ago.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. But the series looks, I mean, from the tone of this trailer, it looks like it's trying to be serious.
Okay, well, let me watch it.
But bounty hunting is a complicated profession.
I like the man who's talking, whoever that is. I like his voice.
It's the guy. He's a director.
He's Dracula?
He's a director. And also
they
an actor.
They said you were coming.
Warner Heisen?
They
Werner
said
something?
You were the best in the Parsec. Would you agree?
That guy.
Oh, he looks... I like him. I mean, that looks pretty badass. Is that Lando?
I don't
Look
think
outside.
So. Bill Burr is in this somewhere. That guy. That's Bill Burr.
That's weird.
Yeah. Good.
Who plays the Mandalorian?
Pedro Pascal.
Oh, he's cool. I like him. I don't know, man. Do we know anything about this show? Is it a serialized show, or is it Bounty of the Week? Like, is this show Suits, or is this show Game of Thrones?
I think this is Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that trailer didn't say Game of Thrones to me.
Really?
Like, when I look at that, there's too much action. There's too much.
No.
Yeah, okay, maybe because we watched a really good trailer of The Witcher, and now we watch this one right afterwards, it's hard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I watched that, it looks like I'm watching the same 12 scenes from different angles. A bunch of slow, dramatic walking, followed by lots of blasters. And then some more slow, dramatic walking, and then lots of blasters. And then we get, like, a cool overhead shot of something ridiculous. And then there's lots of blasters, and then a slow walking scene. Like, that's what I feel like. In The Witcher, there's lots of landscapes, there's lots of people who aren't Geralt talking about things you don't understand. In this, I feel like, oh, he's gonna go bounty hunt some guy, and that's the dude that hires him. And then in this one, he's gonna go bounty hunt some guy, and then that's the dude that hires him. That's how I feel like when I watch that.
I doubt it, but it could be. I don't know.
And that's not necessarily bad. It's just... I would rather it be...
I think it's too high a budget to be like that, though.
I don't know, man.
Because, I mean, those... The serial or the...
Is it for kids?
I don't think so. The fucking last trailer showed a dude getting cut in half by a door.
Yeah, but that happens in episode one. Someone gets cut in half.
Yeah.
That guy will probably come back with mechanical legs.
That's true.
The Witcher trailer had boobs in it.
I don't think the show's gonna have boobs.
Well, I don't think it's gonna have boobs either. Why did she sneak in here? It was actually scarier to watch her sneak in here. She slithered in here like a snake.
Like a slithery snake.
Anyway, it doesn't need to have boobs. But I feel like it. Let me ask it this way. Would it be on AMC? Or would it be on CBS? Because it's not going to be on HBO. And that's fine. It doesn't need to be. That's fine. But is it CBS or is it AMC?
From all I can tell, it's going to be AMC.
Okay. It's Animal Planet. I don't know, man. The trailer, I was actually hyped. That trailer made me skeptical. It was a very vanilla trailer.
Yeah. I don't think Disney's that great at trailers, man. Like the last, or the Rise of the Skywalker.
You think they just put too much, like, they try to hide too much?
Yeah, they don't show enough, I don't
know. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, they show the spiked helmets, like, that's gritty, right?
Yeah.
But, like, see, big landscape shot, slow walk. All right, next will be blasters, okay? Blasters. Okay, and then we'll do some type of landscape shot. Oh, sorry. It's smoke.
Yeah, close up. But it's then smoke. It's landscape shot, I think.
Okay. Lucasfilm. And then we got landscape shot. Yeah. I mean, that's a landscape shot. Landscape shot. And then we'll do a slow walk. Some type of dramatic entrance. Yep, there it is. And then we're going to do blasters. All right. Well, I underestimated the amount of slow walking there would be.
There's a lot of slow
walking. There's a lot of slow walking. There's going to be blasters next, though, 100%. There's blasters, okay? And then we'll do some type of slow walk or landscape starting November 12th. All right? Slow walk. There's a landscape. Now we're just
That's
at
more
blasters. And then more blasters.
More blasty.
All right? Blaster. And then we got a big money shot. slow dramatic pans, landscapes, there it is, more landscapes with blasters. Then a landscape shot with slow walking, we got both. It's landscape, slow walking, blasters. I just feel like this is the entire trailer. You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need them to tell me what's happening in the show.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what the show is.
Or give me a basics of the plot.
Right. Like, you could get away with it with Endgame because all the other trailers showed stuff. Mm-hmm. And Endgame, like, this one time, it's going to go into it blind.
Yeah.
All right. Infinity War, you knew they hid stuff in the trailer cleverly, but they showed scenes from the last battle in that freaking trailer, dude. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I just don't know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what it's about. Like when we watched Infinity War, when we watched Endgame, I had theories about how the plot would go. I can't give you one theory about how this Boba Fett movie is going to happen. And I think that's a problem.
The man's going to bounty hunt. Then he's going to encounter a big bad that he missed out, and then he loses a little bit, but then he regains his strength and then fights him
that
in the end.
That sounds horrible.
Wins. I mean, that's
I don't want
that's
that.
Every movie.
I don't want that. Geralt's not going to lose his strength.
I mean, that's every movie, though. Like, that's every Marvel movie.
Well, yeah, but those are an hour and a half. This is how many episodes of this?
I think 13.
That's a lot of hours.
10?
That's a lot of hours.
I think it debuts with 2, and then they release once a week.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Geralt will lose his memory and be weak. Even in the video games where he lost his memory, he still whooped everybody's butt. Also, I'll tell you one thing, okay? I can forgive a lot of plot holes if there's boobs.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cheap card to pull, but yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Game of Thrones did it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? All right, let's watch this stupid Grudge trailer, dude. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Dude, we saw him in the trailer. They looked great, Goblin.
Hello, it's Peter Harold Spencer. Simmons.
I'm here about selling the house.
Is anyone home?
Why do they live in a giant mansion now? Does every horror movie have to have a giant mansion?
Hello?
Hello?
That's not Harold, is it?
That's Harold.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What's with going on with his hair? Why is he Conan O'Brien? Who puts their face that close to the tub, really? Like, if it's dirty...
Idiots in horror
like,
movies.
I would just walk in and go,
is
oh!
Muldoon?
This is Peter Spencer. Something happened to me at 44 Rayburn Drive.
Someone dies in the grip of the rage. House.
Right.
You never go into
like an abused spouse or something.
Something never felt right about it.
Looks like we got another one.
I do like the trailer. I like the music.
The body
it's spooky. Different from yeah. A normal horror, yeah.
Hello? I went to the house. Hello? Police department. Followed me home.
Mommy, what's going on? What's wrong?
You gotta burn down the house. Yeah, get out. Now. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, God.
You gotta burn that down. Sorry, kid's dead.
I mean, this is literally just a jump scare movie, right?
I mean, that was what the original Grudge was, right? But yeah, but this is like, it looks like a mix of The Ring and The Grudge now. Like, instead of it being tied to one home, it's like,
it follows you wherever you go.
Who directs this? It said written and directed by. Who directed it? Nicholas Pesci. Don't know him. Do you know him?
No.
I mean, he's clearly got a unified vision, which is pretty cool. Like, and it's R-rated. I mean, I don't know. I don't really like scary movies, but I like the original Grudge for some reason. Like, I feel like if that movie was out right now, I'd watch it for Halloween. Remember that one time we watched that stupid movie with Sam Rockwell for Halloween? That only bad decision he's ever made in his life? Yeah, dude, that movie was bad.
That was really bad.
That was really bad. But I would do that again with this Grudge. And for the record, The Ring is still one of my favorite movies of all time. I think that movie is criminally underrated.
No.
That movie is not a horror movie.
It's so dumb.
It's not, dude. It's so beautifully shot. It's got great actors in it. It's underrated.
I don't remember.
I love the color grading on that show, or on that movie. Oh, it's so great. The Ring is good. I think if you should watch it with an artistic eye. I think that's, you would like it. It's not even that scary. There's only like two or three jump scares in the entire movie, which is why I can watch it. It's criminally underrated.
Because I hate jump
scares. The problem is, it came out, like, The Ring came out and it was an actually good movie. Like, it happened to be a horror movie, but it was actually good. And then the problem was that everyone was like, people like horror movies now! And so then they decided to make Boogeyman and The Original Grudge and like 14 under 100 movies that Sam Raimi just pumped out into the universe.
I feel like I watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre at your house.
That was another one that came around the same time as that movie.
But I watched it at your house.
Well, Sarah loved scary movies.
I think it was in your Manhattan place. I could be wrong, but...
Was it early into my Manhattan residence? Because...
Maybe.
I was drunk a lot then.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I remember it, because I don't like scary movies, yet I was surprisingly fine through that one.
Yeah.
The tension was high, but
I
wasn't.
I vaguely remember watching that with you, too, and I remember it not being...
Yeah.
And good. No, get out of here with that cursed videotape. All right. I don't like the nail through the finger. Ugh. That haunts me to this day, dude. That haunts me to this day. But yeah, The Ring is actually a good movie. You could watch it with me and I'd tell you when there's a jump scare. There's really only like two or three jump scares in the entire movie. Most of the time, it's tension more than it is scary.
I don't mind tension.
And I think that's why it's good.
Even though I hate tension.
But then The Ring 2 came out and that movie just went straight to jump scares.
No, I don't hate tension. Okay, there's only certain things that I don't deal with.
Okay.
In horror movies.
Uh-huh.
And that is, I don't like jump scares.
I don't either.
But I'll put up with them. One thing I can't do, like real life shit.
Okay.
Like The Strangers, that movie haunted my dreams.
What about like Saw?
Saw haunted my fucking dreams. Because one, I was too young to see that movie when I saw it.
Probably.
And then there was the one scene with not Jigsaw, but his like little helper man, where he like hid in the closet of the kid's bedroom for a while, and then like the mom walks in on the kid while this dude under a blanket is like slowly reaching for the kid, and that fucking horrified me.
Pass.
I was terribly scared of closets.
Yeah.
Still am.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. Last Thursday, after we finished Soma, when I went pee, like after Chris went to bed and I was on my phone for a bit trying to fall asleep and I went pee, I saw the guy from Soma out of the corner of my eye. And that ruined my night. I wasn't about to mess with that.
Yeah, man.
And I was just thinking to myself, I'm 32, that Soma guy ain't gonna come here.
Mm-mm.
You know, but...
Like, when we play these scary games, I kind of, like, on my walk to the car from leaving here, little weird, but once I get in the car and then get home, I completely forget.
Yeah, see,
fine.
The ones like Blair Witch and stuff, they don't bother me as much, but the Soma one sticks with me, and I think it's because it's more about a slow tension of, it's there, but it's not, and so that makes it more apt for me to adapt to real life.
Like that Resident Evil shit with the fucking big dude.
Yeah, you know he's there. But he's not.
And the scare doesn't get you.
Right.
The only way you can get the scare is by fucking up yourself.
Exactly.
And I think that's
exactly
that's what it is.
Have you seen? Have you seen this? Speaking of the Resident Evil thing, have you seen? It's in our Discord. Have you seen?
This thing 5,000 years.
I'm sorry that I'm popular. Okay. Someone put the goose from Untitled Goose Game into this. He's got a little fedora on and everything.
That would make it so much more fun.
Wouldn't that be great? I mean, that's equally less terrifying, but more terrifying. Because in real life, I would rather fight Mr. X than that giant goose. Who's going to show you more mercy?
Oh, the goose.
You think the goose will show more mercy?
Yeah, because one peck of that thing's head and you're done.
No, dude, I think he's going to flay my flesh off with his
I think the other guy would do
that. I about said pecker, but that would not be the correct terminology for his beak. But you said peck, so then it was on my mind, so. Yeah. Do you want to talk? Okay, I've got more trailers, but I don't really, we can or cannot watch. A tier list? Tiers of what? Depends on the list. You want to talk about this, man? D&D. Out of Star Wars, man.
Play a trailer. I gotta pee.
Play what trailer?
I don't know anything. Something I've seen.
A tier list. I thought he was standing up to cheer about how excited he was about Dingledorf and Doofle Dude getting booted out of Star Wars, but then he just abandoned me. Like, honestly, I've been taken aback a little bit. Like, usually he tells me, like, I'm going to go pee, and then I have a little bit of time to sort out in my head, okay, let's do this in the meantime. But no, I was expecting something completely different, and my brain was adjusting to that, and then, boop, he out. Whatever. I mean, at this point, he's going to be back in 20 seconds, so. Yep, there he is. He's coming out. You debated all of us, dude.
About what?
We thought you were going to stand up and cheer about this news, and instead you went pee.
Oh. No, I had to go pee.
Well, we know that now. Well, yeah.
I just took a piss on their faces.
But yeah, man, they're out.
All right.
They're out.
What do you think really happened?
The duo who, in 2011, launched a singular screen sensation known as Game of Thrones, have walked away from the much-publicized deal with Disney's Lucasfilm to launch a feature film trilogy in 2022. They were supposed to usher in the post-Skywalker era with a brand-new 2022 story that would shake out a new frontier for the era-defining cinema created by George Lucas. They cited their historic deal with Netflix. They said that their enthusiasm for Star Wars remains boundless, but regrettably, their schedule is full. He said, "We love Star Wars. What George Lucas built... built it, he built us too. Getting to talk about Star Wars with him and the current Star Wars team was the thrill of a lifetime, and we will always be indebted to the saga that changed everything."
Did you see the thing I sent you on Reddit?
Kathleen Kennedy said, "They are incredible storytellers. We hope to include them in the journey forward when they are able to step away from their busy schedule to focus on Star Wars." So, yeah, I did see what you sent me on Reddit. It was fantastic. Yeah. I don't know, man. I clearly think... some strong arming by Disney pushed them out.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's why I think this. Because they took their Netflix deal after the Star Wars one, right?
Yeah.
So they would have known going into the Netflix deal, hey, don't mess with our Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. And yet here we are.
As a fucking writer who just literally said that George Lucas built them,
yep,
you're going to turn down Star Wars to... do something on Netflix?
You know what really bugs me? Is that I happen to very much enjoy their episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
They what?
Yeah.
They did an episode of Always Sunny?
You know the episode where Charlie takes the pill and gets smart? They wrote that.
Wow.
That's their episode. They're also in an episode.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I guess they like It's Always Sunny. It's a good episode. I like it.
That's depressing.
It is. But, I mean, you like the first five seasons of Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yeah.
Was that yeah? Did that have a question mark on the end of it?
I only liked it because I thought it was going somewhere, but it went nowhere.
Well, it went somewhere. Into the pooper.
Went somewhere bad.
Yeah, it went somewhere bad. So what about this news? They've officially announced Game of Thrones prequel called House of the Dragon at HBO, and it's going to be made by the Mitchell Merkarker-Bespotnik, or whatever his name is. Do you know his name?
Michael Gisposnik.
Let's go with that. Yep, let's go with that.
Miguel Gisposnik?
This is his name right here.
Yeah, Miguel Sapochnik.
Yeah, let's go with that one. He's going to direct the pilot, and he's going to do several episodes. But they went straight to episode 10 episodes, George R. R. Martin, co-creator, and Sapachnik and the other creator, Ryan Condal, will serve as the showrunners. No involvement whatsoever from Dingle Ding and Donga Dong.
I think, well, it's a double-bladed sword.
Well, I mean, what do you, does this...
Because
how
the story...
How much Game of Thrones hype is left in you?
Like, no, I mean, the history and the lore of Game of Thrones sounds very interesting.
Okay.
Like, when me and Britt were getting real hype for Season 8, we went in-depth on
I remember
that,
that
shit.
So,
and it sounds really cool, and that's good, because there is not going to be a snafu of an ending.
But hold on.
Because it's ended.
Let me ask you this, though, because we just talked about this. I said, you still like the first six seasons or whatever of Game of Thrones, and you said, yeah, because we thought it was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is about the Targaryens.
Yep.
You know where it ends up.
Yep.
Does that not... Like, every time they're like, House Targaryen will live for 1,000 years! Like, every time they do that, you're not going to think about that time that...
No.
You know, Bran's king?
No, because that's not official canon.
But it is.
But it's not.
I mean, but it is, though.
But it's not.
But it is, though.
But it isn't.
But it is, though.
It's not, though.
You can't just say it's not. It aired
on TV. I mean, they're
TV.
Rewriting the Last Jedi, so they
what
can
rewrite. What do you mean they're rewriting The Last Jedi?
You don't think The Rise of Skywalker is going to rewrite a lot of what
Yeah, but that comes after
happened.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't rewrite with past.
You can.
No, you can't.
You can. You could just pretend like it didn't happen, which is what they're going to do in Rise of Skywalker.
Well, they're probably what they're going to do in House of the Dragon or whatever, but...
That's what I'm saying.
It's still... But you're still going to know that
well,
Jaime
also,
Lannister is going to kill
yeah,
one of them eventually.
Also,
and
literally, George R.R. Martin can rewrite the ending.
He literally can.
He literally can
Isn't
rewrite
he two books
it.
Away, though?
He's... Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. He's going to die. He's got to hurry.
You think that that fake book? Did you watch the Zach Galifianakis movie? The
yes.
Fern movie.
Yeah, they stole the last book from Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, do you think that's real?
No, I think they joke about it because it's so ridiculous that it would be. Personally, I think George R. R. Martin likes money, and I think he would release the book if it would make him money.
You don't think it will?
I'm sure it would make him a little bit of money. You know what'll make him a lot more money?
TV shows. Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't the fucking...
Think about it this way. What's Stephen King doing right now?
Writing more books.
Okay. How many movies did Stephen King have come out this year? 40.
Mm-hmm.
It 2, Tall Grass, probably Dr. Sleep. There's literally 3 that came out in the last 4 months
yeah.
by Stephen King.
Right.
And he's writing books right now.
Yeah.
George R. R. Martin could do the same thing, too, if he wanted
yeah.
to. So clearly he doesn't.
Maybe he's trying to figure out what happens.
But, I mean, that could be. But you feel like he would be stuck on the last book then. Not on the second to last book.
Well, maybe there's only one more book.
No, I'm fairly certain there's 2.
I thought there was only one more book.
No, because I think we looked at... I mean, we could look it up right now. I'm fairly certain we actually went and looked.
I mean, 2 sounds right, but it could just be 1.
Winds of Winter. Winds of Winter is the planned 6th novel in the Song of Ice and Fire.
Final.
Let's see here. A Dream of Spring, forthcoming. Yeah, so he wrote the first book, 96, the second, 99, 3 years later. Then he wrote the third book, 1 year later. Then he wrote the fourth book, 5 years later. Then he wrote the sixth book, 6 years later. So following the same trend of getting 1 year longer...
It should have been out.
It should have been out like 2 years ago. Yeah. And the one, and before anyone says anything, A Dance of Dragons is the longest, but only by about 90 pages. A Storm of Swords came out 1 year, Well, it's basically two. It came out February 99 to November 2000. Mm-hmm. So it's basically 2 years, but still 2 years to write 1,000 pages, 82 chapters. Like,
weird.
Martin is only firm about the ending of the series of the seventh novel until I decide not to be firm. Quote, with his stated goal of telling the story from beginning to end, he will not truncate the story to fit into an arbitrary number of volumes. He knows the ending in broad strokes as well as the future of the main characters, and will finish the series with bittersweet elements where not everyone will live happily ever after. Martin hopes to write an ending similar to The Lord of the Rings that he felt gave a story a satisfying depth and resonance. Martin noted to challenge to avoid a situation like the finale of Lost, which left some fans disappointed by deviating too far from their own theories and desires. In 2012, he acknowledged his concern. 2012, that's 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How old were you 8 years ago?
18.
So when you were 18, he said that he had concerns about A Dream of Spring not being completed by the time Game of Thrones catches up to the storyline. In 2015, 4 years ago, he said that he was not writing A Dream of Spring together with The Winds of Winter, and in early 2016, he said he did not believe A Dream of Spring would be published before the last season of the HBO show. In 2018, he said that he has not started working on it. And in November of 2018, he said that The Winds of Winter, he would decide what to do next. He said The Dream of Spring or the second volume of Fire and Blood or one of two stories for Tales of Drunken Egg. Wait, so is he writing other books? Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he has other series.
I have no idea.
How do I find, like, his bibliography? Yeah, Fire and Blood. Oh, the History of House Targaryen. That came out in 2018. Songs of the Dragon, or The Sons of the Dragon, it's a novella, which is a prequel to A Song of Fire and Ice.
Hmm.
And then Tales of Drunken Egg is a series of fantasy novellas set in the world of Song of Ice and Fire. They follow the adventures of Duncan Egg, 90 years before the events in the novels. So he's literally writing all Game of Thrones stuff, but none of it, except for the main plot line. That's what's happening. He's writing a bunch of prequels and a bunch of spinoffs. Well, Duncan Egg, he started writing in 1999.
Dude, I don't understand what he's doing.
He did an X-Men comic way back in the day. Dude, yeah. He's like all over the place, man.
Oh, well, we'll never know.
But anyway, new Game of Thrones show coming out.
Game of Thrones, yay.
Yeah.
Woo.
And the Naomi Watts one is dead. Did you hear that? The one about the children or whatever?
Really?
That one's dead. Didn't get picked up. So they're only doing this one.
That's... sure. Whatever.
I mean, wouldn't you rather them do one good?
I don't care. Probably won't watch it.
What about this poster for Jumanji 2?
Why is there a horse?
That is the only reason I pulled up this poster.
Are you going to tell me that the horse talks?
I don't know. I don't know why there's a horse.
There is a horse, though.
But there is a large horse. I don't know why.
Also, Karen?
Yeah?
Gillen?
Yeah.
Should be in front of Kevin. Because she is taller than him.
He's floating off the ground.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. Also, okay. Kevin Hart bigger star than Karen Gillan?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Jack Black bigger star than Karen Gillan?
Yeah.
Okay, so why are we so confident about Kevin Hart being a bigger star than Karen, but not about Jack Black being a bigger star than Karen?
No, it should go Rock, Kevin, Jack, or maybe Karen. I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Karen's not that big.
Dude, she's Nebula.
Yeah, but that's not that big of a role.
Well, I mean, it kind of is now.
Yeah, it's not, though. No one's dressing up their kid as Nebula.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are now. But regardless, besides movies with The Rock,
yeah,
what does Kevin Hart really do?
He's the number one comedian right now.
Who watches comedy?
Like, comedy is a genre that people still enjoy.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
Who's the last person you know that watched a stand-up special?
Me.
Yeah, but besides you. Have you ever talked to anyone about the new Dave Chappelle?
Britt.
Does she watch it with you?
I can't remember. Probably. I think I started it without her and then finished it with her.
Okay.
Other than that, no.
I mean, okay, what is Jack Black been in?
Muppets.
I mean, why is Jack Black a star? Because he's funny, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, The Rock is actually in a million movies that make $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Jack Black, his biggest movie is Jumanji 1. Because it ain't The Pick of Destiny.
School of Rock made a lot of money.
That was a million years ago.
Yeah, and then he was in Muppets movies.
But he was the side character in Muppets. School of Rock, by the way, great. Oh, Kung Fu Panda, Goblin's Right. I forgot about Kung Fu Panda. Those movies
that
are huge.
Yep.
Those movies are huge. That Kung Fu
it.
Panda's massive. But that's kind of like, that's kind of like Nebula. Like, it's not really him. It's a panda. Nacho Libre, that's a million years ago, and that also killed the careers of the people who made Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, for good reason, because they should not have made that movie.
You know, Will Ferrell might have also killed his career. That guy, John Heder, Napoleon, because he was in Blades of Glory. I think Will Ferrell.
Blades of Glory is a great movie.
Dude, I'm not saying it's bad, but it
that is. That was a good one. Will Ferrell hadn't peaked yet when that came.
No, I think that might have been the peak.
Because
that was right over. He did a bunch of sports movies all about the same time, because he also did that stupid 70s basketball movie.
That one was bad.
And that, like, jumped the shark. That's when he started to go downhill.
That one was bad. That had Tropics. Andre 3000 in it.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I mean, I'm not saying these movies are bad.
What was the name
I'm just
of
saying
movie?
They're not good. I don't remember. Semi-Pro?
Yeah.
Is that it? Semi-Pro? Step Brothers was the year after, but you got to think of it in terms of he had already had that job when Semi-Pro comes out. Like, he was already filming Step Brothers when Semi-Pro came out. So when Semi-Pro came out, trashed him, he didn't get any other movies.
No, Step Brothers is huge.
I've never seen Step Brothers.
Step Brothers is huge. There's a
he has high and low lows. I agree. That's probably the best way to put it.
Quotes.
But right now, he's in a low. Like, when you watch that Zach Galifianakis Ferns movie,
oh, yeah,
he ruined every scene he was in.
Absolutely. He's done. I don't know what did it. I think it was Anchorman 2.
Anchorman 2 was not helpful to anyone's career. Somehow, that killed Steve Carell, too. Did that kill Steve Carell?
Steve Carell's doing fine.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Remember that Welcome to Marwen movie where he's playing with dolls?
Well, yeah, but now he's in,
Must Be Good.
He's in the new Apple TV show.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna watch that.
With Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
I'm definitely not watching
it. You know what? I didn't put this one up. Can we search for it? There's a new trailer for C, the stupid blind Jason Momoa movie.
It's a TV show.
Whatever.
No, there is one TV show, however, on Apple TV that I do want to watch.
Yeah, the one with Rob McElhenney.
Two, then.
Okay, what's the one you want to watch?
I can't remember what it's called.
Must be good.
It's about space. It's kind of like Man in the High Castle. It's like, what if the Russians landed on the moon
first? Oh, yeah, 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 we watched that.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you want to challenge us to, Ball and Hobo, so we can let you down? Yeah. I don't know, man. I like Will Ferrell. I like a bunch of his movies, but I don't really like him in it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, he's not my favorite part of Anchorman. You know? Like, I don't know what movie I watch with him in it where he's my favorite part of the movie. Like, Talladega Nights, love that movie. Will Ferrell is not my favorite part of that movie.
What's your favorite part?
Just about everybody else. Michael Clark Duncan's great in that movie. Borat's great in that movie. Shake and Bake Man's great in that movie. Michael Clark Duncan, big black guy.
Oh, yeah, he's dead, isn't he?
Do not stick that knife in your leg, Ricky Bobby. That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, sure, Goblin, give it to us. He's good when he's not in the lead. I don't know, but he's terrible in that. I think if he's the lead character but not the star, I think it works.
That makes no sense.
Like, What's the movie where they're cops? The Other Guys. Fantastic movie with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
That movie's hilarious. But he, like, shares the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, yeah, Mark Wahlberg is funny as shit.
I like Mark Wahlberg. All right, I want you both to go to the movies. Don't look at any reviews or ratings to see how your honest opinions stack up to Rotten and all other ratings. Okay, I have several problems with that. One, I can't go to the movies. I'm too poor. Two, Colby will not do the second part. He may say that he didn't look, but he will absolutely look.
No.
You would.
No. Like,
you
what,
would.
What movie, though?
Any of them.
Let's just go to our little site here and then take a look and see what we can watch that I have not heard a thing about.
Okay, how about... There's a movie on there with Mark Zuckerberg in it. Not actually Mark Zuckerberg, but, you know, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes.
Where he's a karate instructor.
Okay.
What about that?
Why that one?
Just never heard of it. It's got a big actor in it. Probably has some budget.
But it's got to be like a good movie, though, right?
Yeah, but we don't know that. See?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Sight Unseen.
Mm-hmm. What's the movie called? Do you remember?
This one right here.
The Art of Self-Defense?
Yeah, but you click on that, it's going to tell you the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Is it?
Yeah, our site shows that.
Well, I don't even pay attention to that.
Well, you would now, though.
So how do I click it and watch it without doing it?
He wants us to go to the theater.
Why?
Because then we're completely sight unseen. We can't hear any buzz or anything. We'd have to look at what's playing right now and then pick one and go.
But all the fucking movie apps show the Rotten
Tomatoes
scores.
We would have to go like old people
and then just
to the box office.
It.
Yeah. And just pick
but
one.
But see, then that requires us to fucking actually, you know...
Well, I already said I'm not going to do it. I don't have the money, so...
Spend money. I don't want to spend money. You know what the last movie I spent money on was? Zombieland 2.
Oh, God.
And God Vomit. Yeah.
It wasn't good? That had Mark Zuckerberg in it.
It was better than I expected it to be, because I thought it was going to be
you
trash.
You liked the first Zombieland, though.
The first one's great.
So why'd you go into the second one with low expectations?
Because I thought it was a cash grab.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, there are movies that are cash grabs that are also good.
Jumanji 2.
Yeah.
They added a horse.
You can't beat horses.
You can't beat a horse. Well, you can beat a horse. I do it a lot in Red
Dead
Redemption.
Dead
but
horse,
I beat a horse all the time.
No.
Literally opening of my highlights is a horse getting hit by a truck.
I just thought it was going to change what it was from the original. It was fine. There's this goddamn, like, real ditzy, like, the most ditzy 2019 girl you can imagine.
Okay.
And she's in this movie as a character.
Okay. She shouldn't exist, though, in this world because...
Right. It's not 2019.
Like, was the
they
iPhone
make a
out?
Joke. No, they make a joke about them coming up with the idea of Uber in the movie. And all, like, actually, the dumb bitch, this dumb bimbo bitch that I'm talking about, comes up with the idea of Uber in the movie. And then all the rest of the people are like, no, that sounds stupid. Why would you get in a stranger's car, you know, like, and just dispel.
Okay.
Dispel it.
But. I'm probably looking way too far into this, but isn't the description of Uber to someone who doesn't understand what an iPhone is just a taxi?
Mm-hmm.
So didn't she also have to invent iPhones?
No, iPhones were out then.
They were?
Smartphones were out then.
Were they?
Well, it was 10 years ago.
It's pushing it.
I had an iPhone in high school.
That had
2008?
Apps. That had apps, though?
And maybe I didn't have it in 2000.
Remember in Iron Man 1?
I didn't have it in
Remember 2000. In Iron Man 1 when he talks about MySpace?
Yeah, you remember that phone that he had in Iron
Man
1? Yeah, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think that would exist in that world.
I had an iPhone
hey,
in 2010, though.
You had an iPod Touch, because remember I tried to steal it from you?
Yeah.
Remember I told you if I'd be at your house in 10 minutes, you'd give it to me, and you said
were
yes,
sitting
and
in
then
my driveway
I was in
when
your
you
driveway,
said that. Yeah.
And I did the whole spiel over the phone. Dude, what a great time. Remember MP3 players? Yes. I had one that I could put 14 songs on, and it was the titties back in the day, dude. 2007 iPhone 1, but iPhone 1 didn't have apps. I think it was the iPhone 3 that had apps for the first time that introduced the App Store. Because until the App Store came out, the iPhone really didn't matter. Like, the App Store is what changed everything. Like, the iPhone ushered in touch screens, but the App Store ushered in the future.
Yeah.
Because then everybody could bring all the data in.
Well, it did both. When the first iPhone came out, the only dream of it, it filled a dream of, why can I not have my iPod and my phone in the same thing?
And a browser. I remember and Steve Jobs on stage being like, it's a phone, it's a web browser, and it's an iPod.
Yeah.
And then he kept saying it over and over again. I remember that. But the App Store came out and really made the future happen. Because until you could get Twitter on your hand, you know?
Yeah.
Until you could get Gowalla, Foursquare.
And you remember back when those didn't actually send notifications to your phone? You had to download a separate app to send you notifications?
I remember using Twitter. I was one of the first people on Twitter. I'm a pre-1 million user of Twitter. I joined in 2007 when they launched at South by Southwest because I was a huge nerd. Okay? And I remember actually tweeting, getting tweets from people as a text message from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So if my girlfriend
I remember that.
At the time
would tweet,
it would text me her tweet. And if I wanted to send a tweet, I would type it out on my T9 keyboard and send it to Twitter, and then it would post as a tweet, which actually meant it would send it to other people's phones as text.
Yep.
Twitter is the reason we have unlimited texting.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, Facebook did it, too. Because they kind of copied that. They're like, we do status messages via text. I remember that. I have my phone. You literally lean in there and grab my sliver. I still have it. It boots up to this day.
No,
it doesn't. It has Peggle on it, man.
It's got Peggle on it?
It's got Peggle on it. Yeah, because I put off getting an iPhone because it was expensive because my sliver did everything the iPhone did. Albeit uglier, but it did everything. There was not one feature the iPhone did. I think it's literally in that pile of crap right there.
Oh.
See that?
That's so descriptive.
No, right there on the shelf behind the e-machine. I think it's just on that shelf.
What is the e-machine?
The PC, man. God, he's so young.
The
e-machine.
E-machine?
He doesn't know what an e-machine is, dude.
What are you talking about?
Dude, behind you. Turn around. You don't need to take those off. Turn directly around under the clothes. On that shelf is my sliver, most likely. That's Chris's old cell phone.
God.
You are dropping everything. Are you a gorilla? Maybe it's not on there. I don't know where it would be then. I would love that, J-Bar. To make you feel better, that e-machine is not my streaming PC. That's my PC from 2003 when I was a teenager. Okay, that's my high school computer. That's the one I played StarCraft on, the one I played Manhunt on. Okay, those are those. All right, it's fine, whatever. Yeah, it's a GoFundMe. Sure, J-Bar. It's twitch.tv/zswigs.
Can we start a GoFundMe for what?
To get me a PC.
You got one right over there.
I know, dude. They want me to get a better one.
You want me to steal Pinellas?
Yeah. I would like that.
Okay. It's real fancy. It's got lights
and
things.
I don't care about any of that. It's going to be down there.
It'd be real bright, though. It's got a lot of lots.
I would poke it with a needle and it would stop, so.
I don't think that's... I think if the light's turned off, that's a bad sign.
No, I'm going to poke them so they break.
Oh, the actual LEDs.
Yes. Stab them with a needle.
It's going to short circuit the whole thing.
Then I'll rip them out, dude.
Yes,
Colby did see the whiteboard.
So is that J-Bar?
Yeah. J-Bar, I've got to be honest with you. You do not want to go back to the beginning of the show and watch him try to guess because you will feel bad.
I didn't guess you. That's the extent.
He guessed people like Pro Xbox Craft.
I don't know.
J-Bar, homie. So he forgot you existed. Just don't worry about it, man. Just don't go back. Thanks for that. It's much better now.
You gotta erase that before you stream tomorrow.
Don't worry, it only lasts 24 hours. So.
So you erase it at the start of the day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Tiny dongs, man.
I don't want to talk about that. That's too close to home.
Too close to home.
But anyway, my sliver does everything the iPhone did back in the day, so. Mm. I remember that, but... J-Bar, it's... Never mind. Let's watch this. It's not. It, put it in at the beginning of the stream. All right, everyone knows. Except you. Anything that starts with rapid trailer has got to be good, right?
Like bad, right?
Is this bald John Travolta, or does he have hair in this? Also, how pulled back is his face?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Dunbar.
Oh, God.
Is Hunter Dunbar here tonight?
That's enough.
I need to get an autograph.
What's happened to John Travolta?
I'm a number one fan. Is it difficult to find famous people's houses?
I use my Star Map app. You have to be careful. I don't want you to be accused of stalking.
I don't think it's Scientology because Tom Cruise is doing great.
You can't just come to my private residence looking for me. Listen, pal. I don't know how you found me, but I don't ever want to see you in this neighborhood again.
That's why you gotta get Israelis, dude.
This looks so terrible.
Is he just sitting in the man's house while the man sleeps on a chair?
Help! I just wanted an autograph! Wait! Wait! Wait!
Out of your mind?
I mean, that just showed the end of the movie. Like, the guy gets out and stabs him.
I'm very confused, because usually John Travolta, it looks bad in a bad movie. That he looked actually good in that movie, and that movie looks atrocious.
Yeah. What do you mean looks good? Like, you mean like acted well?
Yeah. Like, he looks good for that part.
Sure.
God, that burp, dude.
Why take that part? I know. They're
well, who else is going to take
they're
it?
Really bad. Like, anyone that looks creepy?
You know that movie that,
the guy who played the Gimp in, fucking 300?
I don't know that one. You know that, that new Clint Eastwood movie about the Atlanta City Bomber? Do you know the guy who plays the Atlanta Bomber is the guy who played the Juggalo in that Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode?
No shit. How do you grow out of Always Sunny and then get a big time Clint Eastwood movie?
I don't know, man.
How the fuck do you do that?
Oh my god, dude. I literally saw it today on Reddit. I can show you guys.
Chocolate Starfish?
They're arguing about Limp Bizkit, and I've never heard a Limp Bizkit song.
Who
so.
The fuck is talking about Limp Bizkit?
No, chat is. Would you read chat?
No. Who was... What was directed by Limp Bizkit?
No. Right here, dude. Look at him. Props to Paul Walter Hauser for landing the lead role in Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing, dude?
That's
He's ridiculous. Also the guy in I, Tonya. Great role for him in that movie. Like, I knew him as the guy from I, Tonya. Now I know him as the Juggalo.
Wow.
Juggalos for life! Fuck. Who put this clown makeup on you, man? No one did. I'm a Juggalo. What? You want to talk about all the HBO Max shows and movies heading to the new service?
The what?
HBO Max, you not heard about this?
What the fuck is that?
It's their new streaming service. Comes out
in
2020.
Man, it just gets me. Rock hard! Basement! Woo! Are you getting brain in the basement? Is that what that means? Or does it mean that your mind's in the gutter?
I thought more like he was a nerd, so he's in the basement.
Basement brain?
Yeah.
But what's the brain part?
He's smart. He's a nerd.
Nerds don't necessarily have to be smart. Classist.
Do Juggalos not realize they are just a huge joke, J-Bar? It's like flat earthers, okay? They exist. Yeah, well, Colby's gonna make it dirty, so. So anyway, they're gonna have original TV shows and original movies on HBO Max.
Cool.
You don't care at all, do you?
Yeah, I don't know what HBO Max is.
It's their streaming service.
They already,
it's Disney Plus.
They already have two streaming services.
No,
business is a streaming service.
This is their originals, though, streaming only. I mean, they got a lot of stuff. Look at it all, man.
That's not enough for me to buy it.
No, I don't know who's going to buy it. I don't know who's going to buy it.
That's going to fail so hard, right?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I feel like me and you should try to make a movie. I feel like at this point there's so many streaming services.
Yeah.
That, how many I, you know what it does? It gives me a respect for everyone who lived pre-2009. And it really makes it, it really drives home how amazing it was that shows like 30 Rock exist. Because if there are out there 300 shows a season that can get picked up and put out that apparently have enough audience to be watched,
mm-hmm.
that means that these other shows that existed before there was all these avenues, they were the best of the best. I feel like anyone with Microsoft Word can get a TV show at this point if you live in LA.
Okay.
But back in the day,
it was harder.
It was harder because there's less avenues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't get CBS, you get CBS All Access. We don't get them, you can go Disney Plus. You don't get them, you can go Netflix. Don't get them, go Prime. Don't get them, go Hulu. Don't get them, go Crunchyroll. Don't get them, go HBO Max. Don't get them, go Showtime. Don't get them, go Cinemax. Don't get them, go Stars. Don't get them, go AMC. Don't get them, go Spike. Don't get them, go Paramount. Don't get them, go... I don't know. There's
so many. Can you name any more brands?
There's so many. Am I wrong?
Colby, be our emissary and go get us a TV show?
Yeah, dude. You look LA.
Yeah. Oh.
J-Bar was, you know, just doing this for your arms a little bit ago.
Rough them up. Yeah.
And yeah, I am going to get Disney Plus, but I think I'm going to cancel Netflix when I do it.
I mean, you know, anything on Disney Plus is going to be on that site.
Well, anything on Netflix is going to be on that site, but I feel like Disney's going to have more stuff I'd like to watch more often. I don't know. You're probably right. I'll probably cancel Netflix. I mean, I probably won't get Disney Plus. You're probably right. You know why? Let me tell you why. I'm too lazy. It sounds like a lot of work, honestly, to sign back up for another service.
Oh, yeah, man.
But yeah, Basement Brain's changed
so
our life.
So lazy. Oh, for sure. I cannot thank that man enough, and he gives us money on here for no reason.
It doesn't make sense.
You need to stop.
We need to, I mean, we've been paying for this thing, right?
I've done it a couple times.
I have too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to stop giving us money.
Right.
Because he, is there anyone who's done more for us?
No.
I don't think there is.
Mm-mm.
Like, Chris has sex with me, and I still think I appreciate Basement Brain more at this point.
Yeah. Yep.
No, Basement, I don't... He doesn't understand what he's done.
No.
He doesn't get it.
That thing is the best thing.
He doesn't understand the impact. If that goes away, I might kill myself. I don't want to be dramatic, I might just be like, life will never be up again.
No.
It's only down.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, J-Bar. Nothing.
My life with Basement. If that goes away, I'll fucking kill myself.
I feel like Basement Brain and Taylor are the only reason the show keeps going. This is the only time I ever see either of them.
Just a general friendship.
Dude, we can see each other outside of the show! You don't have to have a business meeting to come over and see me!
How is this a business meeting?
We do this for work!
I'm not!
I do! That's my point!
You don't do this for work!
I have to end and I have to do stuff! I can't say bad words! That's work! I want to say bad words to you, man! Mute my mics! Mute it real quick!
And mine? I get it.
What'd you do?
Am I on?
Yeah.
It's there. Nope.
Stop it!
Dude, the mic's messed up, bro. It's the mic. It's not the cord. It's the mic. Uh-oh. Or maybe it's the connection on the board?
It better not be the board. If the board breaks, end of life.
Dude, they're known to break.
Yeah, but the last one lasted 12 years.
They're known to break.
How long did when did we get the last one? 2008? And it broke 2015. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it lasted 7 years?
Yeah.
It's 2020, so 5 years? That time makes no sense to me. Your mic's off right now. But it's not.
I don't get it.
I'm going to have to do a full breakdown of the audio chain. As long as my mic sounds good, it's fine. It's fine. Why can't you? I don't want to get into it. It's the whole thing. You want to tell him what I said?
Fuck shit, titty, bitch, cunt, I don't know. Okay. There's a lot. No, I get it. Like, okay. I listened to this show back.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my mouth astounds me.
Like the time that you asked if God didn't want to
stretch your butthole thing was fine. That was not that bad.
Yeah.
But like if I'm describing anything, like I was listening to I was literally listening to our conversation about the Rise of Skywalker last week.
Okay.
And there were so many things that I said that I shouldn't have said. And it wasn't even bad. It wasn't even bad words. It was just how I phrased what was in my head. And it was just bad.
Well, you use the F word like
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the bad words are the bad part of why I shouldn't say that. No, what I'm saying is that it was more of, I hate people. Good Lord.
Is that goulash? Did you go to the bathroom, man?
It's only coming up here. It's not going out the other end. I hate people that...
Just stop right there.
What's the word? There's a word where you're like, I saw 1,000 firefighters down fighting a fire, but it wasn't really 1,000. It was like, you know,
hyperbole.
10. Yeah.
Okay.
I hate people who use absolutes.
Are you talking about yourself, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was describing The Rise of Skywalker last weekend, I used so many absolutes. It was like, either they do this, or it's fucked. Or they do this, and then it's fucked. And it's like, there's no room for either way. It's just like, shut up. Shut up.
Dude, you had like an epiphany. You like air checked yourself, man. What's happening?
I know. I just...
Is that like the first time you've ever done that?
No. God, no. Anytime I listen to this show.
Well, do you not go back and listen to re-listen to stuff with the purpose of trying to get better at it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm fine with how bad I am.
Well, see, that, and that's the difference between... It sounds like I'm making, like I'm looking down on. That's there between me and you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's why I do this for a living, and you don't.
Yeah, this is fun for me, and then this is your job.
Yes. Well, not this so much.
Not this, no, but this area of expertise.
But, okay. You want to get real, real?
Real, real, man.
Okay. At some point, I feel like I'm going to have to quit. Because this is so off-brand for my other stuff.
This show?
Yes.
That makes sense.
And I don't know when that point is, but already I feel like I'm being pulled in different directions.
Okay.
Because one audience expects one thing, and another audience expects another, and I can't do both. It's very difficult.
What?
Like, there are people in my chat at ZSwigs.
Yes.
Who don't like this show.
Right.
Because they don't like me on this show.
Okay.
And luckily, I think, I mean, I wouldn't know for sure, but luckily, those people just don't watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they watch me. At some point, I'm going to start losing audience members who come here and watch this at the place where I make my money.
That makes sense. I can get that.
And see, J-Bar, he's saying what I thought 3 years ago when I started both. He said, I don't see a problem with you doing both. I expect them to be different. Here's the difference. A lot of people aren't smart.
Yeah.
A lot of people, big dumbs.
Okay.
And yeah, I could do that, J-Bar. I could stop advertising it, but at the same time, it's not entirely possible. Because the only way I could do that is if I completely go MIF on this and say, I don't know what you're talking about, anytime someone comes into chat and says, what are you playing tomorrow night on the show? Mm-hmm. Or someone comes in and be like, what's Colby doing? Well, who the frick's Colby?
Right.
Like, I can't separate them. Because the people that are in this chat right now that also are in my chat every day, I'm happy about it. They want to talk about that show there because it's a big part of my life. You're a big part of my life. And the only way for them to stop talking about it is for me to no longer do it because I don't want them to stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I turn off the spigot, there's nothing else to talk about. You see what I mean?
Sure. Kind of.
And then if they care about you, I can just tell them about you on the show. I do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of Raptor Teeth? Those streams aren't very Z-Swigs. I'm not in those. I'm not in those. Those don't have anything to do with me. Like, the network to me, like, here's the thing. The network to me is actually how I would like this to be. Like, unless you really are in the know, you don't know that I run the network.
Uh-huh.
Like, my name's not on it. You don't know that it's the Z-Swigs ran network. You don't know that I build the site, that I put all the stuff up, unless you actually go out and seek it. The average Joe out there, J-Bar doesn't even know there's other shows. That's what I mean. And there's nothing bad with that. It's just, that's the perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, J-Bar is like, I don't think it's as big a deal as you think it is. It's already affecting me. Right now, there are three people in my head who are affected by it right now.
I think the only hang-up I have with what you just said, and it's not anything about me, it's that I don't want you... Yeah, it's a little about me. I don't want you to, like, sell out.
What do you mean?
Like, do you enjoy doing the show? Do you enjoy talking like we do?
I enjoy on this show. I enjoy doing the other one better.
Your regular show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't ask that. I just asked if you did enjoy doing this.
No, I enjoy seeing you.
Okay. So you don't enjoy doing this show at all?
That's a hard question to answer because I love every show I do because I love doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I love broadcasting.
Okay.
And I love seeing you.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Stop giving us money in the middle of our serious thing! Thank you for the gifted sub. That's your 14th gifted one, by the way. Appreciate it. J-Bar, enjoy your ad-free experience and all that stuff. Appreciate it, Basement Brand. You the man. Okay, what was I saying?
I don't remember.
Oh. I enjoy doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy seeing you, so I enjoy this. If okay. this went away and I still saw you, I would enjoy it better. Because this...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
You know, he lives here. I could drive to his house and kick him. I won't do it, though, because I remember what he did for me, but I could do it. I could do it. Thank you, Baze, but that's the 15th gifted sub in the channel from him, by the way.
I don't know.
What a ledge. So, but I would enjoy just hanging out with you.
You know that if this doesn't happen,
yes,
not going to see me as much.
Yes, but that's not my fault.
It's not.
How would you write this in a book? Just a paragraph of dots. I'm
trying to.
Well, and, like, that's that's what I mean. Like, there are people that only watch this show, like Ball and Hobo, Base Brain, Taylor Veach. They love this. We could move to Mixer.
Pinella just did it.
Did he really?
He told me he's getting in on the ground floor.
Ninja's on it! Does he know that?
You know, they just bought like two more big streamers. I forget who he said, but I recognize the name, so that says something.
We could move to Mixer.
I don't think that's gonna solve your problem.
It would. Because Why? If you really want to watch the show, Ball and Hobo Taylor Basement could go to Mixer. Here's the downsides. You mm-hmm. won't get any money.
Do I get money now?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. But you won't get any money. And yes, they do. They have categories. They have, I think, a specific talk show and podcast category. Yeah. Yeah, they do. We could move to Mixer.
I mean, I don't do this for the money.
Well, I know.
I do this as an excuse to see you. Not that I know of. I mean, it could.
We might have to have that conversation off stream.
I mean, we might.
Yeah, well, we definitely have to, clearly.
Mm.
So, I don't know. What did Ron Goblin say earlier? Maybe you're getting tired and worn down, and the time limit on Mayday's Gate Theater, you feel like you need to focus on one thing? No, absolutely not. That's not it. This runs in my blood. I don't get worn down by this. Well,
my only
for me to say.
This is my point. This is what I was trying to say earlier. Is regardless of you enjoy doing this or not,
right.
If a part of you wants to do this and you're not doing it because you're worried about fans not liking it or not giving you more money, I feel like that's a little bit of selling out.
Yeah.
And that you're going to lose part of yourself, and I don't want you to lose part of yourself in doing this, which, admittedly, though, like, I lose a part of myself every day I get up to go to work, so...
Okay, here's the thing. It is... That is the too long didn't read. It's holding Z-Swigs back. But here's the thing, okay? I take off Sundays because I have to see my family.
Yeah.
That's the reason. And I phrase it that way very deliberately. Chris knows this. And son, if you listen to this, when you find it, when you're 22, I'm sorry. Okay, I have to see my family. Mm-hmm. I literally have to schedule. This is time where I see the people who love me, because I love this. Always have. Mm-hmm. Colby met me. I was doing this.
Yep.
Went through my divorce. Two weeks later, we did this. Like, this is my life. It has been since I hit puberty. Okay? That doesn't mean that I don't appreciate other things in my life, like Colby, or like Chris, or like my son, or like my house, or whatever. But this is what it is. And in order for this to work, if it ever works, I've told myself, because I've tried to do this for 10 years before I started Twitch. But I didn't actually ever sit down and try. I think this content that I put out is better than 90% of the rest of the content out there. Am I the best? Absolutely not. But I'm way above average. I personally believe that. And whether that's my hubris or whatever, that's what I think. Okay? It's the only thing in my life I'm actually good at is this. Okay? And so when I decided to do this in August of 2017,
yep.
I said, I'm going to jump in both feet forward, and it's if I'm going to do it and I fail, I want to fail knowing that I did every single possible thing that I could do to prevent my failure. Mm-hmm. When I did Duo, I could go back and be like, I would have done this different, this different, this different. If I had a time machine, I'd hop in and I'd go back and I'd change this and I'd change this and I'd change this and I'd change this. I can't say that right now about what I do at Z-Swigs. Everything I do on there, besides just having more money to do more things or being more popular so I can play games early, things I can't control. Everything I can control, I'm doing. Right. And this show is now starting to step into the realm of 3 years from now, do I look back and go, man, I wish I would have quit that show, and I would be here. You see what I mean? That's a little bit of where it is. It doesn't really have anything to do with me being worn down or me being tired or not wanting to do it. If I'm putting more stuff into Z-Swigs, which I am, I stream 8 hours a day now, Monday through Thursday, mm-hmm. and then I stream every Friday and Saturday, and I put up all the games I win in Overwatch up on my YouTube, all the games that I have a good kill ratio and win in Apex, put those on my YouTube. Every Friday I play two different games chosen by chat. Every new game that comes out I play, edit into hour-long segments and put it up on YouTube. If I'm going to do that every day, forever, mm-hmm. I need to have a day where I can go say hi to Chris. I have to have that. And that's why I took Sunday off. It's not because I couldn't do it. In fact, I was doing it for several weeks. I was like, hey, Chris, sorry I can't see you this week. I got to do all this and then do the show on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been saying that on my stream. It's entirely up to me the reason that we have a Sunday off. It's because I want a day off. It's not because I can't do it. It's because I choose not to. There's a difference. So, it's not as much as me, like, I'm not finding fame, because honestly, I am. My stream is way... I count my blessings every day. My stream, although I'm not a partner and I'm not the most famous person around, I'm better success-wise than pretty much every other streamer that has come and gone in my chat or that has raided or hosted me over the last 3 years. I don't have enough fingers to count the amount of people who said, I'm going to try streaming, and then they started streaming, and then they disappeared in the amount of time that I started streaming.
Yeah.
And that's my grind that I think I'm resting on to make it, because I'll keep doing it, and I'll keep being consistent, and I don't have bad days, and that's the way it goes. I'm not sick. The only thing that stops me is equipment issues. Or The Witcher coming out. On December 20th.
So what about this show is holding you back?
The audiences expect two different things. There's a reason that people watch me here and don't watch me there. And there's a reason that people watch me there and don't watch me here.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy to say, too bad. But... where I'm at, like, this medium size, it's hard. Like, if I was a giant streamer, it wouldn't matter. And if I was a small streamer, I don't think it would matter. But people... I hate talking like this, because then everyone just gives me compliments, and I hate sounding like I'm fooling myself. So don't give me any compliments, and please know that I hate myself. Okay, Colby, how much do I hate myself?
A lot.
Yeah, okay. So please know this. People care about what I do. And I'm noticing it, that people actually want to be involved in the things I do. And if I'm putting out a product that's so much different than what they already have come to like, that turns them off from everything. It happens that way with actors. Like, they're in one bad movie you don't like, it ruins it for you. You know, it's the same type of idea. Like... it's like, I just feel that way. And all I have to base it on is feeling, because clearly no one has experience in this. So yeah. I kind of have to go with my gut a little bit.
I may be talking out of bias here, because I don't necessarily want this show to end.
Right.
But I think you are overthinking it a little bit, because...
Well, dude, that's my middle name.
Right. But... like, the people that are going to leave because you do this show...
yes.
...aren't going to stick around through the next 5 years of giving you money.
But I don't know that.
I think you know that.
I don't know that. I'm surprised the goblin's still here.
No, because if that means that a person doesn't like an aspect of who you are...
but this isn't me!
...they're
going to
find... something that is you in Z-Swigs that they don't like. If they're that picky... like, you're not that much different on this stream from your stream.
You're a little dirtier.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And you're not wrong. But
now I get it if they don't like me. That
a lot of people don't like you.
That completely I get. Because I don't give a fuck rat's ass. At all. And that's because none of these people, minus Basement, you are, yeah, I care exception. What you think.
Hey, do
and,
we...
And J-Bar.
Do we like Basement more than Taylor?
And Menace.
I know. I mean, he gave us, like, I honestly, like, he gave us
Taylor
that
bought me, like, alcohol, though, for like, yeah, dude. Christmas. Though.
Yeah, but what did you watch while you were drinking that alcohol?
That's true.
What are you going to go home and do tonight?
Will we watch that site?
Yeah, there you go, man. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know.
It's up to you. I know it's
I don't,
up to me.
I don't want to infringe on your business.
No, that,
because
I,
this
I,
is your
okay.
business, and now I'm just kind of like a, you know, a, I'm just on vacation here.
I know.
Like, this is not
well,
what I
and
do.
And we need to have some
I
of this discussion off stream, because I don't want to ruin your life. Like, he muted mics.
Oh, you will. No, if you end the show, you're going to ruin my fucking life.
I know. But you don't do this show for the show either.
No.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means.
You know what it means.
I don't know if that means the audience.
I can't.
I don't do
be
it for
specific.
Them.
No, I mean, when we're here and we sit here, we do this.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But you don't.
I enjoy talking to these
yes.
people.
Yes.
I enjoy covering topics I would not have known if not for the show.
If every one of these people died, would you know?
I wouldn't know, but if I heard that they died, I would be sad. I didn't know my grandpa died until somebody fucking told me he died. Like, that's how things work. You don't find out things until people tell you about things.
What do you mean, these people? What do you mean, these people?
All of you people. You people.
Oh my god, dude. We can't say what he said off mic, but
no, I get you. Yeah. I get you. And yeah, we can. I come here for a little.
You don't need
you know,
to say. Are you sure? Think about. Oh.
What the fuck? See, how are you gonna make $20 tonight?
No, I made $40.59 or whatever that was.
You did. Since
69. I... 40, 60, 69, nice. What do you think he said, Goblin? Put it in. Now I'm curious. $20? You want to cancel the show? Thank you, J-Bar, for the large amount of money. Just keep doing the show, you forehead.
Out of nowhere.
Look, I don't plan to cancel the show, but... All right, well, Goblin's right about that, so he nailed it.
Yeah. And it's nice. She gets her fucking alone time, too, during this time.
No, she doesn't. She's with her mom.
Well, yeah, but some nights she's not.
Why couldn't she just go out with her mom anyway, and then you just come over here?
Good.
You know, you could do that any weeknight.
Good.
But you know how you were like, should I stream me watching The Witcher or should I sit at home in my
underwear? Yeah, I know you like putting the boob in your hand. I get it.
No. I also just like being at home alone, too. Like, there are Tuesdays where we don't do a show. There is that, but like other things. It's watching what I want to watch and not worrying about what the other person's going to think about what I'm watching.
Do you live in fear of judgment from your girlfriend?
No, but she will. She will. I will put. If I put Always Sunny on when we are together, she will sit there in a tiff.
Basement. Send me dates, dude. I'd love to come check one of those out. Please. I can't promise that I'd actually do it, especially if there's a cover charge. But, dude, please send me dates. I'd love to come check that out.
Is it bad that I don't know what he's talking about?
Yes, but no. I mean, it's pretty easy to deduce what he's talking about.
Is he
about.
In a band?
That's, yeah.
What kind of music?
What else would you think he would be
what
in?
What kind of music?
He sent us his music before.
I forget.
Dude, I don't remember yesterday.
What is River Monsters? Is that a show about gators or something?
Yes.
That sounds badass, dude!
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you could also just find a girl who doesn't, you know, do that. Like me. I don't know, maybe because I met Chris so young and I beat her, you know, into submission verbally. I don't think I did, but like...
You don't watch anything anymore.
I mean, I do. We're watching Suits right now, man.
Have you watched The Departed yet?
No, but I don't want to watch The Departed
God,
either.
You're such an idiot.
I don't want to watch it. It's too old.
It's too old.
It's too old, man.
Okay, we're quitting the show. For that comment right there.
But see, okay.
Fucking
so,
old.
See, Goblin said, I can't watch shows because Chris will get mad that I start without her, but then she'll never want us to watch it. That literally happens, but that's because I'm polite. I could watch it. I just choose not to, and I watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia
same
again.
Same thing here, man.
I just choose
same
to watch It's Always
thing
Sunny.
Here. Whatever.
I'm not whipped.
Quit the show. Don't quit the show. I don't
oh
care.
Oh, my God. My 4:20:60 minutes. It's dumb. I don't want to watch it. Like, Mindhunter right now, you know what I'm watching at the gym right now? Ocean's 11.
Great movie.
But you know what I'm doing? I'm watching them backwards like an idiot. I watched Ocean's 13, and then I watched Ocean's 12, and then I watched Ocean's 11. Why would I do that?
Don't know.
That used to be my life menace, but I can't do that and stream at 9. I'm too tired. Can't do it. I can't wake up and go to the gym and stream at 9 and then edit videos and then do it all over again and stay up till 1 a.m. I can't do that. I just can't. New Girl, I don't like Zooey Deschanel.
God, New Girl is fantastic.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't like Zooey Deschanel.
There is a decent amount of her in it, but you watch it for Schmidt and...
I want to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's what I want to watch.
No, what's his fucking name?
I also keep wanting to watch...
Basement, what's his goddamn... Nick. Nick Miller.
I also,
Nick Miller and Schmidt, that's why you watch it.
I'm about to watch Justified, too.
Oh, yeah.
Is Justified slow?
I never felt that it was slow. No.
I don't know how to explain it.
I remind you of... Oh, God, no. Okay, that's bad.
I don't know what's happening right now.
That's bad. I feel... No.
I think of a giant gorilla when I hear Winston.
What?
I think of a giant gorilla when I hear Winston.
No. Winston is great, though. Not the gorilla. The guy and New Girl.
I mean, the gorilla's pretty good, too.
Reminds me of Schmidt. Ah, Basement. That hurts my soul.
Can you relate that to a character that I would understand?
It's like a metrosexual dude. Yeah. A really almost homosexual metrosexual
well,
guy.
Well, I wish that guy would come out.
I already came out.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You wouldn't let me tickle your balls that once.
It was... Do you want to do it right now?
Couldn't do that on Mixer.
You couldn't?
No.
You couldn't do that here.
I could. I don't think they could see it.
Oh, they definitely can't.
No.
And then you could do it on Mixer.
Nah, I don't think we could talk about it on Mixer. Mixer's very strict. Like, I think some of the outfits Britt wears wouldn't be appropriate on Mixer.
Let's go to Ustream.
Ustream?
Yeah, Ustream.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
That's still a thing, isn't it?
Bass and Brain, when did we see each other's dongs? Like, 2008? Were you of age when I first saw your penis? Please don't quote that.
You're talking to a man who can't remember yesterday. I can't
well,
remember
Well, I can't remember this
dong.
Afternoon, so...
I can't remember. No. Probably. Probably underage,
you
yes.
Probably were underage, yeah. I about said something so vile.
Yeah, we can go on Chatterbait. No one will find you there. No one would find you there. Also, no one would watch.
Hey, can I be honest with
we
you?
We might also get just banned from Chatterbait since we're not actually doing anything porn-wise.
I want to be honest with you.
What's up?
I truly believe that the majority of this audience are more likely to find me on Pornhub/Chatterbait than they are to find me on Mixer. 100% I believe that.
This audience or your audience?
This audience.
Well, yeah, then we're fine with that.
These dudes are pervs.
I mean, we are too. That's why they watch this damn show.
Yes. Start streaming on Discord. My setup won't support it. Oh my god, dude. No, did he clip it? Bro!
I've grown accustomed to the level of semi-fame I have.
This is a safety tree.
And if this show goes away, I don't have that.
You don't have any fame. No one knows who you are.
These people know who I am.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They don't care about you. They don't care about either of us.
They care about me. Well, then why do you give a shit what they think in the first place?
Because I need them to fill the hole in my soul. And I care about them desperately. They're all my friends.
They're my friends.
Yeah, but they're not your friend. I downloaded the clip. I'm not going to delete it, Goblin. I ain't scared.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean you care about Colby? What, you think I molested him? If anything, he molested me.
Well, they care about me as in if this show goes away, I go away. They care if they're not going to see me for, like, probably, like, a max of, like,
oh. I got Colby a ring. When did you buy Colby a ring? I'm responsible for his life right now.
For my life?
For your entire life.
All right, just let that sink into the air.
Are you going pee again?
I gotta pee.
Don't pee!
I gotta pee, though.
Put the BRB screen on.
I'm not putting up the BRB screen. We're in the middle of a serious...
We're ending the goddamn show. It doesn't matter.
We're ending... Can you see that? He's had 5 beers. Do you see this? I've had 1, and I don't even think it's empty. Now it is. Back up. I guess, I mean, honestly, 2 peas and 6 beers, that's actually pretty impressive. Honestly, I'm going to give him credit for that, so. And he seems to be squirting it out quickly, because I think he's about done. I can hear him. You can't hear him. But I can hear him. I'm waiting for the slurring. Colby's only been drunk enough to slur 1 time on this show, and it was this time last year when he played Alien Isolation during Scary Games. And that was the drunkest I've ever seen him, I think, maybe. Can we revisit this? Can we talk about how that URL is courageous, moist air guitar forehead?
What is that one?
I don't know. He said this. Can we revisit my favorite time?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know either. That's why I'm going to click this link.
Click the link, bro. It's starting to come out the other
way. The fact that we could, quote unquote...
J-Bar, fuck you, man. Fuck you. Don't get at me. I know that's the key to my success, and I can't do it. Oh, he pushed the button, man. He pushed my button.
You have a girlfriend.
You see that mic technique? I push it away when I yelled really loud.
I'm not saying you don't have mic technique. It's just lazy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
There are sometimes I do it. There's sometimes.
You have enough mic technique to know to not scream into it, but you don't have enough mic technique to care about the fuzz.
They can live with it.
I mean, they have for 211 episodes.
Yeah.
I think maybe 210. I want to think very first episode I did it. I don't have a button.
So wait.
I'm too numb.
If we end the show.
Yes.
This episode.
I don't want to do that, but yes, okay.
That's fine. But if we do.
Okay.
And we go and abide by the once a year Seth and Colby show policy.
Oh, God.
We are set for the next 211 years.
No, that's not how it works. Our past episodes don't count.
Minus 2. Yeah. No, because I can play one every single once a year.
I told him on every Sunday I go on the Discord and I'm like, here's this week's episode to listen to on Sunday because I know none of y'all listen to it and they never listen to it. Like, I gave him like episode 37.
Yeah. They don't give a shit. They want to be here talking to us and saying things, man.
I wish there was a way for us to do a secret show.
I feel like there are... The ratio is like 99% to 1% of fans that watch Z-Swigs compared to fans that watch this show.
What if, like, every week we start a new account? And
a burner account?
You have to
DM
me to get the name.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we do an episode
People
in that.
People would stop watching.
Well, then they wouldn't be true fans.
No.
Yeah.
No one cares
Goblin
that much.
Goblin would be here.
No one cares that
I
much.
I care about that stuff that much.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. The people I admire and respect as entertainers, I would absolutely do their secret
Luke show. Holland is my favorite drummer, and yes. I watch every single video that
you
he posts to YouTube.
You walk across the street for a blowjob, dude. You are not the person to be talking about this.
I would DM him every single week to get his newest video. I would for two, three, maybe 4 weeks.
Even if you could talk to him directly? If you could type into a chat and be like, nice bowl cut, you wouldn't DM somebody for that?
Nice bowl cut?
Yeah, because that's what they say to me. What's up, y'all? This is Luke Bryan.
What's up, y'all? I'm Luke Bryan. Wishing you a very happy Halloween. Boo.
He says Luke Bryan.
Basement, are you harping on my favorite drummer?
They are dropping. Oh, my God. Flames are dropping. Chris, you downloading stuff? You sure?
I heard yeah the first time.
She said no, and then she said yeah.
I don't know, man.
Just let them drop. Who cares?
Are we not playing Soma?
I don't know. It's 9:20, dude.
I mean, we might as well not. Did we figure out an end to our discussion?
Oh, Goblin, I'm poor! Sorry. What was that? It's bigger than Colby's.
It is bigger than mine.
I want to finish Soma, but...
There's so much more to do.
I can't do that. I doubt Chris is dressed Goblin. Here, I can do this. Here, you want to see my house? Look at this. All right, this is the bedroom. Okay? Out this hallway, that's the bathroom. And then in there with the chairs is the kitchen. On the other side of this wall, which is right in front of the kitchen, is the living room. And then on the other side of the living room, straight this way, is my bedroom. Okay, that's it. There. House tour. Chris ruins fantasies for me just constantly.
I'm sorry, man.
What's wrong with the whiteboard, J-Bar? That's beautiful art. Are you going to make it more detailed?
No.
What do you think about my feet?
They're really bad.
That's rude. That's my favorite thing.
I'm just ruining your marker here.
What are we looking at? Is he an octopus?
Yeah.
I have Basement. I just finished a playthrough of it. It's going up on my YouTube right now, and the whole thing's available on my Twitch. Loved it. 9 out of 10.
What game?
The Outer Worlds.
Oh, yeah. He's grabbing your bum.
I like it. I like how in this situation, J-Bar is manhandling me, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, instead of the other way around.
I should have made it worse. Yeah, no.
You know, it's being short, Basement, was part of the reason I liked it. Because I feel like it was curated. You know? Like, it didn't have a lot of filler that I felt brings a lot of RPGs down. Like, everything felt necessary. And if it had to be short for that to work, I'm cool with it. I'm totally fine with that. What is... This is what we gave up Soma for.
Dude... If the fans don't like you dirty, I'm going to make it as dirty as I can before I'm canceled.
You know, you could do your own show without me.
I'm not going to do that.
Remember when Britt was going to do a show?
Yeah.
What happened to that? Why don't you and Britt do a show, dude? I'm
not going to do that.
Yeah, man. Just talk about your life.
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
That sounds not fun.
No, I think that'd be
sounds
great.
Sounds like every single day. Already. We just talk about it. Just not in front of an audience.
Colby should strip. See, Goblin wants this to get banned for that's how he wants the show to end. Just whip it out, dude.
We should.
Stand up, whip it out right now.
That'd be a good. No, I'm very not self-confident enough to whip it out on the internet for everyone to see forever.
Not trimmed or?
Not big enough. You're going to be like, that's what he's carrying? No shitty ass muscles.
What if we do like a moon landing
and fake it,
CGI it?
That would require way more things that we're available to do at the current moment.
No, it'd be real easy for you to roto on a porn star's donkey.
Not right now.
Well, yeah, but later.
No, there are clips that could happen, that could be had. They could just clip this part, download that clip. I don't know how Twitch works. Screen cap it.
That's correct. That's correct. That could happen.
You can download clips?
Yes.
Yeah.
Goblin has that clip of me talking about your underage genitals. So.
There you go. What?
Did you forget 15 minutes ago?
Well, he clipped it. I didn't know you could download
that.
Yeah,
he downloaded it in case I would delete it like I'd do that. Out of context, it sounds very bad. Okay?
Twitch doesn't allow you to be in your underwear?
Well, not for that reason. Twitch allows sexual content as long as the focus isn't the sexual content. So, like, if you're playing The Witcher and you're doing only sex playthrough, that's bannable.
Okay.
But if you're doing a Witcher playthrough and there's just sex in the game, no big deal.
Are there tits in the game?
The Witcher?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Dude, I have dreams about that Shawnee scene, dude. What?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Whatever.
Dude, don't judge me. I don't
know why I expect anything different.
I don't judge your tentacles, okay? Don't judge my Shawnee.
Whatever.
All right, nice hair. So you want to do? You just want to end? Just end the show?
Can we end? I think we're done talking. No, guy, you said you had more trailers. We didn't watch more trailers.
I do have more trailers.
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, can I play this one? I feel like this will make me mad. I hope it'll make you mad too. Can we watch this one? This is a new Disney Plus show.
This idea.
Pixar in Real Life. Original series streaming November 12th. Only on Disney Plus.
Pass.
I didn't sign up for reality television on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm a little mad that there's gonna be. Like, you ever watch a Netflix game show? Nailed It? The baking one? Dude, it's just, oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I hate reality TV.
They don't translate well to streaming.
Why?
I don't know why.
I mean, Brit streams The fucking Bachelorette and The Bachelor and The Bachelor Paradise and fucking...
Okay, so maybe it's just not for us.
A slew of other fucking MTV shows.
Can I get the dog from Up in real life? No. Smile. I saw the baking one trash.
They could
yeah.
absolutely do that.
They just strap a collar with a fucking...
No, Chris is asking if she personally can get it.
Oh, no, you can't. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Next, Netflix's Hyperdrive was a dope reality show. I don't know that one. We watched Awake, the million-dollar game. Had like 7 episodes. Chris and I blew through it. Because Chris and I like game shows. Mm-hmm. And we blew through it in like 3 nights.
I mean, Family Feud is the shit. So
it was maybe. Good, but that's it. 7 episodes. Dead. Hmm. Why don't they have one every day? Like, Family Feud's on every day, right?
I don't know.
Like, they take like a 3-month break, and then they do one every day. Jeopardy's new every day. Wheel of Fortune new every day.
Is it?
Yeah, I think they take like a 3-month break in between seasons, but then, yeah, they do like every single, then they do like every episode a day. Yeah.
Like half of that actual season is like previous episodes. So
I don't think so, man.
Because they're just like, no one's going to remember these fucks that no one remembers.
Let's look it up. Family Feud, man. Okay, so we're currently in season 21. It looks like the newest one. So let's do season 20. Loading. So there's 54 episodes? No, way more than that. Look at this. Yeah, look at this scroll bar, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, they did 200 episodes. So they took off 4 months. For 5 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Jeopardy does even more.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't really even give it any thought.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, think how many hours I do. I mean...
Every day?
These people do it for their job, man.
That's true.
Makes sense.
All right. Let's end. This is my last beer.
You done?
Yeah.
You just can't say, let's end.
Why not?
I mean, I guess you can physically say, let's end. I just feel like it's not very...
And
I mean, there are people that stream more than me on Twitch. You know? There are people that stream more than me on Twitch. You want to talk about that? Official Avengers poster for Best Picture consideration.
Yeah, sure.
You don't think it's going to happen?
God, no.
No?
No.
I don't
know of any other movie that's gonna win.
I think
it's
we talked
be some fucking bullshit.
I think we talked about everything else. Like I really wanted to hit on some.
What was the Chernobyl one?
That guy's doing a reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh God.
No. Yep. Uh huh. 6 days a week shirts. No, as soon as I do that, like something bad will happen. So I'm trying to close all my tabs, and I broke my computer.
Yeah, it froze.
Too many tabs. Too many tabs. Close them, please, so I can open iTunes. Any day. Any day. Thank you. Okay. All right. Here we go.
So iTunes... Oh, wait. We don't ever start with music.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
We start with music every day.
Really?
You're just not here when you hear the music.
Well, yeah. But, like, once you click Rapture Teeth intro and then we go live, we don't start with music.
Correct.
Okay.
Did you think we did?
No.
Why'd you ask?
Because you started with fucking Jazzlore the other day when iTunes wasn't working, so...
Well, that's because I have 3 minutes of music before before the intro starts.
That's why.
Today I played, what did I play today? Today I played Machines by Crown the Empire. You know that
good,
song?
Good song.
It's a good song, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you picked the playlist, so...
I don't pick anything.
How would I know that song if you didn't pick it? How would I know that song if you didn't pick it?
How do I pick it?
I texted you a year ago, and I'm like, give me songs that you want me to play before T-Sax. And then you texted me a bunch of songs, and that was one of them.
That was absolutely not one of them. Are you making this up?
No!
You're definitely making this up.
Why would I make this up? I could go search.
I never texted you anything.
You did?
No. I've never given you a list of songs for the intro.
You have! I mean, it wasn't a very comprehensive list.
I'm gonna stab you.
But you did it.
No, I didn't. That song play through its entirety?
We played half at the beginning and half now, but we'll start over.
I was
going
to say, that was way too short.
Basement asks, what are the Oscar baits of this year? I'm not totally sure, dude. I feel like I would know if I... The Irishman. The Lighthouse. The Irishman.
Irishman?
Yeah, 100%.
A Netflix movie is going to win the Oscar.
Yeah, that's what they tried for Roma. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I got nothing else.
Okay. All right, well, let's head out then. Okay? So, maybe shocking for you to hear, but no show Sunday. Wait, what Chris said before we end, show Matthew's Halloween costume? DM it to me on Discord. I don't know how to do that. Send me the photo on Discord, babe. Show Matthew's Halloween costume.
How do you erase this shit?
Oh, a paper towel. I have an eraser, I just don't know where it is. It's literally right there. Where the heck is... Oh! I have many babes, basement. I call you my basement babe.
Basement babe.
Okay, well. I don't know what I expected. What am I looking at right here?
Peaky Blinders.
Does he say what this is?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh! Yeah, Menace!
I mean, to be honest, he looks...
High five, sir.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the things he could dress up as?
I mean, minus the cross eyes. Yeah.
Well, you can't fix his face or that muskrat on his chin.
Hey, it's Peaky Blinders.
But, I mean, his outfit looks good.
That's hilarious.
Hold on, guys.
What the fuck, man?
Well, I mean, we keep talking through it. I'm trying to end.
We're done.
Okay.
The scar's not even cut.
You're talking about it again, aren't you? You want to see it? The song's playing, man.
Oh, no, you got 2 minutes in the show. Go for it.
Okay. Why do I have 2 minutes?
Because that's how long the song is.
Oh, why don't you start it over again?
Please don't.
It's not a big deal.
Please don't.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back on Thursday, okay? I guess we'll just keep playing Soma, right?
Sure.
I mean, I kind of want to finish it.
Me too.
We could do like a dramatic reading of the story show or something to play something else. I kind of want to know what happened. So I guess we'll do that next Thursday. But yeah, so sorry about no games tonight. Okay, but we talked a lot, and
we did talk a lot.
I prefer that anyway. So,
2.5 hours,
almost 3 hours. Yeah, it's kind of insane. So thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you. Everything at SouthernColeway.com. If you missed an episode, or if you want to go back and watch one of the other 210 episodes of this show, plus the 70 episodes of Colby Plays Games that exist, they're all at SouthernColeway.com. There's also merch there. Okay. And
don't buy any though.
No, please buy some. I need money.
It's a dead show. Don't buy any.
I mean, get your memorial now. Show dies, shirts go away. About that. Okay. Anyway, we're gonna get out of here. So thanks for hanging out. Have yourself a great night and a great week. And we will see you next Thursday. Have a great Halloween, everybody. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree.